What's poppin'? It's the Wednesday show. Drew and Mike from the DealsNadie.com studios. And we're live on Facebook also. Brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequila. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Thank God for the big screen because Big Ten tourney ball will be going on. That's Sunday, so Michigan or Michigan State could be in that game.
Very possible.
Think Michigan can make it?
To the final of the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they can. Sure they can. They're a tournament team.
All right.
What's his record in the tournament the last 3 years?
They only have to win 2 games to make it to the final.
Right. $4 pints.
Yeah!
$4 pints of Bud Light, $5 shots of Bushmills, $3 Irish Punch, oh, nice. $3 Slippery Irishman shots at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, where it's open mic night on Wednesday, Thursday. It's trivia with valuable cash and prizes. And, of course, the brunch, 11 to 2 a.m. on Sunday. 10% discount, the Drew and Mike discount. And off we go. Boy, all this basketball is getting close. It just
great.
Hits me all at once.
It's great.
Because the tournaments are just a warm-up, but they're so good. I noticed...
I lost my bet last night that I placed in the Ohio Mac game.
Wait, why wouldn't you bet on the Oakland U tourney? Isn't that going on?
Wasn't on TV.
Oh, okay. Understood.
I wanted to watch my bet, and Ohio was down by 16, but they were getting 15 and a half with 5 minutes left.
Did they cover?
No. And you I lost that bet.
Shit.
And you made that on my bookie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, everyone should join up immediately.
Hopefully you're getting some action. If you are betting, we hope you'll use mybookie.com. They could become a really nice sponsor for us. Brackets.
Some soccer games starting here to put some bets in.
They actually take bets on soccer?
Oh, are you kidding me? Mass. Soccer is
boring.
They'll let us make up our own bets.
I heard.
Like, how much money
we could
bet
we
on
could
soccer?
Bet on the an over-under on how many non-sequiturs you'll have.
Okay. I bet you probably already got a couple.
My bookie, it
Tom
seems like... First round upsets, the Final Four. March Madness is here. It's time to bet with the best at my bookie. Why not the tournaments?
How about spring training baseball?
You could.
Probably can bet on that, too. Would you? Can you check on that?
Yes, I will.
How about Brandon and my fantasy team?
You could do that.
You could probably, yeah, we could probably set up a bet on your fantasy teams. That's one of the things they've offered us. So here's the deal. If you use the promo code Drew at mybookie.ag, they will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. So that means a 50% match, correct? Mm-hmm. I'm not getting that wrong. Yeah, so put in $1,000 and they'll put $500. You're on house money from day one. What are you thinking about? Why haven't you done this? Mybookie.com.
That's how you win. You play with house money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can bet on spring training.
Allegedly, there's one person who lost the house money and their own money, but other than that, everyone is apparently doubling their paychecks
allegedly.
On here. Mybookie.com, promo code Drew. Don't forget to make that a thing. If you are betting, why not use my
Drew?
Bookie? And by the way, they do pay quickly, which is, I think, very important. So be thinking about mybookie.com,
should
promo
I do a
code Drew.
Do you want me to do a spring training parlay?
That would be awesome.
I don't know who's
spring training.
No idea who's pitching. I mean, you're basically just
everyone's pitching, Mark.
It's 4 games. I know. It's just
what 4 games are left right now?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I want to see who's playing.
Houston, Washington, Baltimore, New York, Texas, Arizona, Milwaukee, and San Francisco.
All right, let's go with New York. And what was the first game?
This is not a sports
what was the
podcast.
First game?
Why are we spending
about?
All this time
Plus,
on this?
No
what the
idea
fuck
what
is happening
are
to
even
this show?
Playing.
What was the first?
How much
game?
Do I? Houston and Washington.
That's what I want. Houston and New York.
All right. How much do you want to put on it?
$10.
Give me $10.
You betting on a spring training game?
Yeah, why not?
It's slow down.
Give me $10.
Okay. It seems like that'll be on the non sequitur list.
You were talking about it.
I know, but I didn't want to spend a minute making a bet on a spring training baseball game.
I take it back. Continue.
We'll keep track of the results.
Do you want me to place it?
Yeah, sure.
Nobody cares.
Give me $10.
No, you put me up. It's my account. Yeah, put me up.
You want to end up in the Patrick Levy category as a welcher? Patrick still has marked $10
for it.
I know, but I owe him $50, so. I'm the one.
But
that's
he never
wealthy.
Paid the original 10. He owed you for a long time. I don't know. I still kind of feel like maybe he belongs in the Welcher category because you can say, "Well, you never paid me, so why should I pay you?"
Yeah, that's fair.
Pat Levy
sent
me,
even though it's more money.
Pat Levy sent me a picture from. He must have been like at a toy store or something a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was this little Batmobile.
Who cares?
And he's like, "Maz, you like this?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, of course I like it." He's like, "You want it?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. If you're offering, I'll take it."
If you're offering,
yeah.
Why would he buy you a Batmobile?
How much was it?
Well, why would he ask me?
I don't know.
Because he saw something that you might like.
Yeah,
that's what he said. What was the cost?
I don't even remember what the cost was. It was cheap. It was cheap.
Okay.
It was cheap.
Are you going to bat for Pat Levy? Is that what?
Wait, so are you
Pat's
getting
good
it?
For
are you going to bat for his? Is Elizabeth Warren love his murderer loving?
Pat Levy's good for it.
Okay.
Unless it's $10.
Well, maybe he'll pay Mark one of these days. I don't know.
Maybe this you will too.
Really lingering, aren't they? 1 year, Mark. Maybe he'll pay because he wants to be in the pool this year.
That's true. That's how this all started.
He sounds like he's a killer gambler too.
He is.
I mean,
he is. He loves his parlays.
He doesn't seem to talk about his defeats very often, but I do hear about his parlay victories, and he's had some pretty good calls. So if he gets on my book, he will never lose the account. anyway, so here we go, and. You know, this. I was just watching Jesse Smollett walking into court with his spine erect, his head up, his two bodyguards.
He has two now?
He had two on the way out. He looked like he was walking in by himself on the way in. And, of course, all this commentary about, look, Jesse Smollett looks so sure of himself and so confident, and he's not going to hide.
Well, he can't hide.
I can already tell. No, he didn't have to show up today. He showed up because he's proud of himself, and he's so ready to.
Gets him in front of cameras.
You know, it almost seems that way.
Well, it shows he thinks he's innocent. That's,
Does it really show that?
Well, I mean, that's
wait,
what
didn't
he
lie his way all the way here? Yeah, so isn't he just ready to lie some more?
Just a liar.
No, starting now he's telling the truth.
Do you think he'll take the stand? Because I predict he will not take the stand.
No way.
Ever. Not for a second. I think I come up with a lot of ideas. I'm just throwing this out there. Should people always have to take the stand when they're accused? Why do they
not
take the stand? Yeah. I mean, you hear you fucking murdered somebody or you're accused of murdering somebody, and you can't take the stand? Why can you not take the stand?
You should.
You didn't do it.
If you're innocent, they should put you up there. Lawyers are afraid you're going to ruin the case.
Witnesses belong on the stand.
I don't
if
have
you
a problem
did it,
with it.
You should be able to tell where you were, where you weren't. Seems like people that don't take the stand always get off.
They do get grilled by investigators.
I didn't do this stuff.
But that's never admissible anyway, is it? The transcripts? It's never admissible in a criminal court. What they tell the detective?
Yeah, sure it is.
It
they
is?
Interview him? Yeah, I think they do. Yeah. Yeah, I remember OJ's interview.
I thought there had to be. Yeah, but that was the criminal case?
Yeah, he was interviewed by the police. For, I think, 23 minutes. We had some great laughs about that interview.
What does the check have to do with this now, the check that the two brothers say?
Because they say it was for training, but they said it's a little more complicated. Like, maybe that was for some other stuff, too, because they owed him a favor.
Okay. What does that matter anyway? So what? Maybe he was going to pay him later.
Because now they're claiming that, see, the police have already, look at all the things they got wrong.
That doesn't matter.
I know. I'm not kidding. I see this guy getting off and proclaiming this big victory.
He cannot get off.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I really think there's plenty.
I kind of want to fast forward to the end just so
him
I can.
And R. Kelly are going to be both be cooked.
Oh, R. Kelly's a different category.
They're both going to get cooked.
Don't forget the police chief when he was on GMA was saying, there's a lot more evidence we have not even presented yet. And one of them has got to be video of them following them, not only the night it happened, but the day they did the run-through.
I just think that Mark Geragos is going to pick apart every little piece of the case, and he'll have some success, and he'll have less success, and he'll have more success. But I don't know. Just watch. There's so many people rooting for this guy. We're watching TMZ, and what's his name? Maz
Kanye.
Kanye. Van came on and said, I like the way, that's great. He's walking in there all proud. And,
he's a proud black man. Look at him.
If he gets off this thing, I'll be so happy.
Yep.
He'll be so
what is
happy.
What he get for it?
I have no idea. I don't know. I guess
it helps perpetuate
is this
liars.
Like, is this like O.J. Simpson when somebody gets off, even though you know they did it, that you cheer because it's great? Because I don't understand that.
That is dumb. I don't get that either. I don't know what he gets out of it.
Well, don't thank God. What's her name? Didn't talk. What was her name? Raquel or Rachel?
Oh, Raquel.
Yeah, thank God she didn't chime in on that one.
She only talked about the gang wars. So the rapper that was beat up in a by some other gang.
How about the guy walking by that?
She talked to people on the street. Oh yeah,
he's bad.
Oh, silly, 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 silly. Okay, so there's a great story today. It's just fascinating about wealthy people, some famous people that we know, spending big dollars bribing universities to take their stupid kids.
Big bad
and you know what's amazing is when you see this, I always figure, oh, they must be getting into some state school or something. But no, they're getting into Yale. They're getting into Stanford. They're getting into, you know,
USC.
We're talking about famous
Stanford,
schools,
the
known
one
for academics.
The one I was reading today, because if you read through, there's just great stories. But the one guy, they were going to pose his kid as a kicker, even though he's never played high school football. In fact, his high school doesn't even have a football team. And Stanford said no, but USC said, sure, we'll take him.
Well, they had a blind snapper. So what the hell?
They had a blind snapper.
They had a blind
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught
That's
them.
All I can think of reading through all those stories today was.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
These people are so busted.
Felicity Huffman, William Macy's wife. William Macy's not charged. Felicity Huffman is charged.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they paid $15,000 to change her SAT score to 1420.
From 1020.
1020 on her PSAT. She got 1420.
Just like the Virginia Tech basketball player.
Well, he was taking his Adderall that day. That's what happened there. I can't believe
that excuse.
He missed the whole season for that. I mean, a couple games, geez.
Should be mad the day he didn't take his Adderall.
23-7, and we didn't have the superior ACT guy. He went from like 800 to 1,300, I think, was the I haven't read that much.
You think they helped him to get the 800?
good question.
I'm pretty sure they did.
I don't know.
What do you get to sign your name? 200?
Yeah, 200, 200, yeah.
I'll say he got 500.
You know, I remember when we went to college and, you know, you first, I'm going to blank university. And it was always such a big deal when somebody said, I'm going to Harvard, I'm going to Stanford or whatever. And it was really like, ooh, I mean, it was a big status thing. And
your
the
mom
more
goes to college.
The more time goes by, the more you find out that people get into schools they have no business getting into. And other people don't even go to college, and they do fantastic things. And I don't know. It just feels so overrated to me.
Lori Loughlin.
I have a Harvard degree. So fucking what?
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
Lori Loughlin's kid didn't even want to go to school.
Who's that broad?
And they got her into SC.
Oh, yeah.
She's easily the most hateable person this week.
Her post. And she's an influencer. I just wanted to puke when I found that out. And some of her posts are just... why do people follow these idiots? We'll have to play some of her posts. Is it worth playing a few?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I do like her mom, though. She's hot.
She's okay.
God takes
she is hot.
The daughter's hot, too.
She went. She paid $500,000.
Wow.
$500,000 to get her into USC?
If I was Lori
Loughlin, USC?
I'd be a
Two
little,
girls.
I'd be a little bummed today because...
She overpaid.
Exactly. How much did Felicity Huffman pay?
$15,000.
Grand.
That was only to up a score.
Felicity first Huffman.
Yes. along with Audrey first Huff.
Yes, that's right. No relation.
How crazy is it? Can you imagine? You didn't get into USC. Well, you know what? Let's see how you do on your next SAT. Wink, wink. What is wrong? These are your parents? And they're bribing SAT people. So, I mean, can you imagine what people without these kind of resources are doing?
Yeah.
For their kids to get them in, it's fucking crazy.
Well, we used to allow, and you would just donate like $50 million to build a building. I mean, that's $50 million.
Well, those people exist, but it's not the majority of people. I mean, just this madness, this desire for your kids to be successful. Whether it's on their own merits or on your connections or something you can pull. I mean, isn't that just pathetic?
Yes.
Why are parents getting worse, by the way? Because I remember when I was a kid and, you know, back in Little League.
Well, I think
and
the schools are getting worse, too. And
the schools are getting worse,
stuff,
but the parents
it's
are
all
worse,
about
too.
Having customers as opposed to students.
I have to tell you, there was a huge difference between when I played Little League, and I love baseball. I had a ball playing Little League and Pony League and all that stuff. Watching...
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
Watching Alex play when he was a kid, and watching them play football, and I played football too at that age. I didn't play much longer, but it's crazy now. It's, you know, for example, every kid has to play four plays. So, you know, because it's they're 12, you know, they're 11 or 12 or whatever. And it's really it's not about winning, right? Or so we say. Well, they take the kids and they'll put them in for four plays. Three quarterback sneaks and a punt.
Oh, man.
They'll put all the kids that they don't really want to play that much, put them in for four plays, three quarterback sneaks, punt. Because they want to win the game and
Bastards.
Get four plays. I know. Can you fucking believe that?
I remember Little League, you had to have two or four inning limit. Everybody had to play.
Yeah, everybody had to play when I played, four. Too.
Yeah,
but you didn't have parents yelling at umpires.
Sure you did.
Yeah, you did once in a while. Once in a while you did. Not like now, though. It's
I don't
not
know,
like
Drew.
Now.
I don't know about that. I think you hear about it more now. That's all. I mean,
I don't know. I'm just going from my own experience. Because I don't remember. I do remember one specific time that got really crazy. Yeah. It was a ball, whether it was a fair ball or a foul ball. When I was watching Little League games 10 years ago, it was kind of crazy. And flag football, too. I mean, we're talking about kids that were 6, 7 years old, and people are yelling at the officials about the mark. Yeah. It was the flag football championship game, but...
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I feel like... I don't need to go into all that idiocracy business, but...
Oh, hi, Mark.
Maybe they were just as bad. I don't remember it that way.
I told you about poor Charlie Trinicosti on the Pee Wee Jets.
How many syllables is that? Trinicosti? 4 syllables. Always 4
Who's
syllables in Maz world.
This kid was a really good athlete. Terrific. But his father was like an in-your-face kind of dad. And his son always had to be the best. And, you know, Charlie had a bad practice one day. I happened to be I was on a taxi squad. But we were doing these drills where one of us knows the snap count and the other guy doesn't know the snap count.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew the snap count, so I fire out at this kid. And I knocked him on his ass. It was like an accident, obviously. But his dad.
Maz just want to bring up the fact that he flattened somebody.
I did bring this up a while ago, but I'm just re-bringing it up to
really?
You. Yes.
Are you saying I don't remember you bringing it
yes,
up before?
Yes, I am saying
it's
that.
It was so memorable that I decided to bring it up again.
I'm saying it. So I'm just saying the parents.
You're doubling down.
I am. We'll talk
about
that.
A lot
that.
Of doubling down lately,
I know we
Maz.
Do. I know we do. But Mr. Trinicosti was not very happy with Charlie, embarrassed the shit out of him in front of all of us that day. And you know,
yell at him for not playing well, you mean?
Yeah, for letting me knock him.
Well, you should.
I can let him knock you
Tough
down,
him
that
up.
Kind of thing.
Of all the other kids, Maz away! Oh my God!
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
You knew the snap count, though, Dad. You're gonna let that hourglass human pair Maz away flatten you?
There you go.
I don't know. I think they're worse now. I really do. And then we get into the travel sports and all that insanity. Ugh. I mean, it's. We played kids in our own neighborhood, and generally you did. Now it's you got to be
all
stars, you got to travel here. Everybody's got to be better because you got to be play the best kids all the time to get your scholarship or to get drafted or whatever. I don't know. I think it's crazier now, but you know, maybe it's just different being an adult. I guess it's more embarrassing when you're an adult and you're watching other adults act stupid. When you're a kid, it's kind
of
amusing.
There's all videos now.
When
you're
a kid, though, that's kind of cool, though, being part of this travel team. I mean, if the kid likes it.
Well, but if a fan, I mean, what about the other kids? What about traveling to other states to play 12-year-olds in a baseball game?
No, it's ludicrous.
It just seems stupid to me.
Well, they do that as a gift.
Do you know anybody who's really gotten into it and how it changes their, I mean, their life is really based around the kids' travel team?
Oh, yeah.
And believe me, I'll get
email
about this.
You know a few people
this.
Like
I
that.
I do. Yeah. No, I did. And, yeah, the one in particular that I knew, he went to college and he... No, he didn't. He played for a little bit. He didn't play much.
He had a scholarship?
I got a partial at his first school, I think. He went to 3 schools because I don't think the coaches liked him.
I know a family that's leaving
that's
Michigan.
That's what I heard.
I know a family that's leaving
Write
Michigan
it down.
In
Who
high
is
school.
It?
Nobody you know.
Balls.
I heard there was an anti-Semitic coach in there, too.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Crazy. I never heard stuff like this before, but you know. I'm not joking.
The coach was anti-Semitic?
So yes.
The player was,
he gave him a partial scholarship, but then was anti-Semitic to him.
Jewish.
Well, he clearly didn't know he was Jewish, until yes, after he got on the team.
Then when he made the team, because he had a parson.
Did he want to play in Yom Kippur?
Shut up! Stop making apologies for the Jews!
I don't think he pulled... I don't think he pulled a Sandy Koufax. I wonder how much anti-Semitic crap Sandy Koufax got when he wouldn't pitch in the World Series.
The Jews.
Was it a World Series game he wouldn't pitch in because of Yom Kippur, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, big deal. They couldn't move the rotation around?
They did.
Well, then what's the problem?
And I think he shut somebody out the next day.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, here was his comment on that.
I'm the man who has the ball. I'm the man who can throw it faster than fuck.
That five-year stretch Sandy Koufax, it's in the sports podcast, of course.
He's amazing.
That five-year stretch Sandy Koufax had is unbelievable.
Is it the best? Is there one that's better? Did Pedro come close?
No, because Koufax was starting a lot more games, I think. And, you know, striking out 300 guys here. We could look at that after the show.
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up. It's out. And it's not a sports podcast.
Put that on your non sequitur list, man. We'll have to go back to that after the show.
Oh, facts.
And we're headed for the Monkees too.
Oh yeah,
at the Royal Oak Music Theater, which is,
and Mickey,
big drama this morning. Maz was apparently not going to the show.
Yeah,
why? What happened?
It doesn't matter. I'm going.
Whoa! Now I want
to
know.
There's really no need for you to know why I wasn't going.
That sounds great.
Some people are saying. I'm not saying this is true. Some people are saying that. The trip to Mesa for a Mesa burger actually is what clinched you going when you were wavering.
It sealed it. No question.
Were you backing out?
Yeah. I would be very sad.
Why?
Well, I asked Matt. I said, Matt, if you could get someone to go for me, go for it.
It's always easy to find somebody to go to a concert on a Tuesday night.
Yeah,
always.
I know.
It's so easy.
So I said, if you can't, I'm in. I'll make arrangements, which I did. I made arrangements.
Okay.
Why didn't you want to go?
Like the Mesa burger.
It's not that I didn't want to go. I want to go. I'm a Monkees guy.
Seemed like the Mesa burger played a role.
It did.
Okay.
No question about it.
And that little monkey gets loose, doesn't he?
Look at that little monkey go.
I feel like there's so much more to this story.
There might be a little more, but I think the exciting thing to look into is Maz doubling down already today on something that was quickly disproven. But first, we need to get to the Instagram account or the YouTube account of this kid
who
got into USC with a $500,000
Olivia Laughlin.
What the? But first, the Ides of March are smiling down upon us, and that means Gabara and the lovely leprechauns at Zot Ford and DealsInTheDeed.com are sharing their pot of gold with all of our lucky listeners. How are they? Is March going well?
It's starting to pick up now. It was a slow beginning, but March is usually one of the better months. It's truck month.
Ah. Oh, it's truck month, of course.
Truck month.
So chase the rainbow to Zot Ford and Holly. Enjoy their shenanigan-free low payments. These are really shenanigan-free.
They are shenanigan-free. Like we put it right out there. This is what you get. This is what you could do. This is what you need to do to get that price.
Some people say that there are shenanigans occasionally when buying a car.
Understood.
When you say shenanigan-free, that means a lot.
We waive our commission. You know that.
But you always waive your commission.
I do.
Lease a new 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape or a new 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $82 a month. $82. Or lease a 19 Ford Edge or a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $97 a month. $97 for a Ford F-150? Seems implausible, doesn't it? Is that shenanigan-free?
Yeah, it's shenanigan-free. As long as you hit all the requirements, you get it.
Okay. Take advantage of these charming payments.
Give me a call.
Before they disappear. Call Tom, and the shenanigans end right there.
Call Maz or whoever the hell else you want to call.
All right. And Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of our show, and always busting their ass to get you the refi or the mortgage that you need for your new home, dream home, or just a refi to save some money, which so many people have done. If you haven't done it, go to our website, Drew and Mike Podcast, click the link to Hall Financial, fill out the online form, and they will crunch numbers for you. Maybe you want to shorten the length of your loan, take some money out of your house. They would love to do it, and they do it fast. Industry average 44 days. They average 19 days. And you can also call them at 248-308-5000 if you want to be old-fashioned or you got some questions you want answered, or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. So many ways to contact Hall Financial, so many happy customers who listen to this podcast. NMLS number 1467435. And, okay. Lori Loughlin.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000. I can't, $500,000.
Well, her husband, too, Massimo. This guy, Massimo.
Yeah, right. He's made
designer.
Money.
Yeah, he's loaded.
What's she? She's an actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She in Full House.
Full House.
She was Jesse's girlfriend.
Aunt Becky.
Okay. Yeah, did she do anything else?
Yeah, she was in a couple other turds. But
she's nice. She was one of Seinfeld's best looking girlfriends, by the way.
I don't know. The picture I just saw, she looked quite attractive. I thought she was the kid.
I think she's dynamite.
That's how cute she looked.
No, she's really hot.
Yeah.
She's 54, but she still looks great.
Looks phenomenal.
The Stanford sailing program, by the way, made $610,000 off of one spot because the first kid they bribed paid $110,000 to get in, decided to go elsewhere, and the next kid paid $500,000 for that spot.
Sweet. Mm.
Oh my god.
Did they even participate?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm looking for the Laughlin stuff. What's her husband's name?
Massimo.
Okay.
Well, the kids post. Can we just listen to her?
Oh yeah,
I didn't know.
I didn't know if you wanted
Massimo.
You know, we know it's a big weasel move, and she's being charged. Felicity Huffman. I mean, isn't it embarrassing? You get literally charged with a crime because you're so desperate to help your kid get something they don't deserve.
Yes.
How embarrassing is that?
It's embarrassing.
Now this is from Olivia Jade's YouTube.
Hi everybody, it's Olivia Jade.
I just said that, bitch.
Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
1.1 million views on this. She has 2 million subscribers.
I am doing a dorm room tour.
Side note, she gets into USC and immediately becomes an Amazon student influencer. So she'll put stuff on her Instagram and Amazon pays her to do it.
I notice her dorm room looks like a penthouse at a hotel.
Not that she's going to pay her parents back, but the investment might have paid off. I don't know how much Amazon is paying her.
Could be right.
Roommate.
Bezos.
I'll show you guys like the full room, but like, I'm not going to go into her stuff, obviously. Today, Amazon is coming to shoot some of my room because they hooked me up with like basically everything in my dorm and were super sweet. So you'll see that on my Instagram pretty soon.
Cool.
But since the room is nice and clean, I thought it'd be cool to do a dorm room tour. And I promise not all my videos are going to be in college. I'm still going to be doing weekly vlogs back home. I'm not far from home. I can go home and shoot there.
Why does anyone watch this
dope? Whenever you guys want.
I don't know.
So I know a lot of people are like,
I mean, seriously, she's bragging about all the free shit she's getting from Amazon.
And then a lot of people also like, please do college videos.
I don't get it.
It's a fake commercial, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're supposed to notify that, you know, it's an ad.
Didn't she say it wasn't a commercial somewhere?
Yeah, later in this video she does.
You guys yell at me for quid pro quo.
So we're just standing at the door. I mean, this isn't great, but we have a nice carpet from Amazon. And I'll just give you guys like a little overview.
Let's see.
Sponsored. I swear it's not.
Oh, here's what she says.
I got this marble thing to cover this bulletin board that they had hanging in our room that you can't take out. So I just got that off of Amazon. Blanket, comforter, pillows, all from Amazon. This sounds sponsored. I swear it's not. They just really helped me decorate my dorm.
Oh, really? Amazon just likes you.
When you come over here, pass my bed, speaker.
Yeah, she doesn't even dress in scantily clad clothes on this account, does she?
And then I've had this mirror forever.
Why is anyone watching this? I mean, I know
she's
watching it, so.
She's got OJ's initials there. Did you see OJ?
That's her name. Here's her contact at Amazon.
I got an IKEA Alex drawer, I believe it's called.
And show your breath.
And it is so helpful. So just keep like some electronics.
And shut up and show your breath.
Makeup. In here.
Where are your books?
It's like eyes. I didn't bring.
Where are
a
your notebooks?
With me, obviously.
Where's all your educational
and then
stuff?
Straight over here, we have like some towels. This is like.
God, I want to follow her second. Listen to her brag.
And then
it's so cool.
Let's see.
Can we see another dumb post?
According to Yahoo, she on one of her YouTube videos. I don't know which one, but she said, "I don't really care about school. I just want the experience of partying."
Yeah, go to TMZ.
And
they
game
have the
days. She likes game days too.
They have the cut, Mark. It's a funny cut.
I don't know how much
is basically a disaster.
I don't know how much school I'm going to attend. But I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone, hope that I can try and balance it all because I want the experience of like game days partying. I don't really care about school.
What? What an idiot. No wonder she didn't get in. She says something about, you know, I don't like school. Like, you know, this is a constant topic about how she doesn't like to study or go to class, so. Yeah, I think she said in there somewhere, didn't she say, I don't know how much class I'll be going to.
Yeah.
Oh,
here's her roommate.
I don't know why. And it's so funny, like, literally the first thing Trudy ever said to me when we roomed together was, like, please don't put me on any social media. And now I'm forcing her to film with me. So
she's not forcing me, I agreed.
Okay, yeah, true.
Boy,
so
the vocal
we're just
fry.
Gonna answer some questions on Twitter and like do our makeup
oh,
and just
yeah, cool.
chat.
And Olivia still hasn't done my makeup and I've asked her every single week, so
yeah, they haven't really asked me.
Well, I'm just waiting for you to be like, I'll do your makeup tonight. That's all I want.
Can you pause for a second?
Yeah.
This makes being 18 years old look frightening to me. What, Matt?
I wanted you to see them doing their makeup. You have to lean over and actually look at them to really hate them more.
I will, because I want to hate her all I can.
You
can. I want to put everything I can into hating her. I will pray for bad things for her.
Oh, yeah. No. She's clearly the worst.
Okay, maybe not the most terribly Christian thing, but I don't know. It's just how I feel.
She sucks.
Don't you pray for things you want? I want bad things for her. It's just
she's fake. She's a phony. She's a fraud.
Doesn't
period.
It make being 18 look like a real drag? And you know, here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking, okay, I'm not a hot chick. I'm not a super hot guy. I'm not going to have a million followers.
Definitely not Bezos hot.
No, not Bezos hot. Well, who's Bezos hot? But I mean, isn't it just another way to feel lowered in some way? Because you don't get clicks,
yeah. Yes.
You know, and I'm just thinking, I'm not one of those kids that's going to have a million clicks.
She does far more
isn't it
harm.
Hard, isn't it hard enough? Wasn't it hard enough when we were in school,
it's
when
hard.
We were kids?
It's horrible.
X were kids, when generation, you know, whatever. I mean, it's bad enough.
She does far more harm than good.
Oh, I would certainly think so. And, you know, I don't really blame her. I think it's really more about social media, but it just hits
yeah,
me
but
so
come
hard
on, the
wrong way.
Consumers are to blame, too.
No, I agree. And her friends are watching her, and other kids are watching her, but what a fucking moron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just happens to be hot. You know, I want to throw acid on her face and see how many followers she has.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Need a joker?
Okay, I take that back.
Hey, you shave her head or something?
I don't want to throw acid on her face. But honestly, if somebody threw acid on her face, would she have any followers?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either.
No, if she was Lori Loughlin's daughter, would she have followers?
If she
There's
wasn't?
No way.
She'd have a lot less.
Yeah. If she wasn't at USC, would she have followers?
Yeah, if she was in another school.
I think so.
I think so. And it's not her fault. She's just a cog
is,
in the
that's
wheel.
Her fault. She is very willing, though.
I'll blame her. All right, let's hear some more. Maybe she can redeem herself.
And Leah
I've already said I'm not throwing acid on her face.
That's good.
Wait, and I don't want anyone else to. I'm not going to pray for it either.
Remember one time you were filming
it was close,
a video
but
and
I'm not going
I
to.
Said something in the back.
Oh, here she is on FaceTime with one of her friends.
Does this count as a view, by the way?
Probably.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, we're dropping the bucket.
Is this actually...
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, she's on the move. She's out of her dorm that's sponsored by Amazon.
Nice audio.
Oh,
we
got cute.
Oh my God,
cookies.
We're matching.
We are? Oh my God, you're right.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
How many views, Mark?
614,000.
Oh my God.
This is supposed to be like her at college, but I don't see 1 second of her in class.
Good ice cream.
I hear a basketball.
Bye.
That was bass. That was bass. There she is dancing in her dorm.
I'll watch that.
Well, her friend's kind of hot, this one. She's got long legs.
Oh. Sponsored.
Crazy dancing, making my penis soft.
Yeah.
Look,
my bitch is all bad. Oh, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Hey guys, so we're on our way to the party. We're on our way.
On our way to the party.
Hi. Olivia's really nervous, but we're gonna get her in. Okay.
I think we're in pajamas.
We'll keep you updated,
but I also kind of like it. I wish
cool.
I had sweatpants. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Did she just say okay, bye?
She did.
Hey guys, it's me.
Who are you?
Also, bye.
Who's this dude? Who's this cock blocker?
Now you can hold it.
Hey guys, it's me.
Who are you?
We're going to a Super Bowl party right now. We're really excited.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't care about the party
we
you're going
wait.
To.
We'll update you guys there.
Who's that dude?
Oh my God.
I'm getting coffee spill over here.
Wait,
yeah,
what
by
happened?
The way, it's worth noting that Drew spilled coffee, immediately ran upstairs as Maz grabbed the paper towel right next to Drew. And then Drew came down with paper towel.
I have more paper towel sitting next to me. Meanwhile, we don't know how this party's going.
Joey and I put the fire out quickly.
This pristine carpet is taking a beating.
Yeah.
This coffee spill.
It'll make Mag's shit stain look a little
worse. Yeah,
that's the biggest disaster possibly ever.
What's that?
Nature's Miracle did a good job on it.
Does it work on coffee?
No.
Yeah, put this under your coffee cup.
Did you know you left it Meg's to take a dump on it, and then it's Nature's Miracle.
Works on feces.
Did you know after when you went to Chicago, you left the door open down here after you told me you left the door open?
Well, there's a lot to air out.
But you told me that the house was freezing because you left the door open by mistake.
56 degrees when I woke up.
I was like, oh, boy. And then I got here, and I came downstairs, and the door was open still.
I told you the house sucks.
How's the pipes done? Have the pipes recovered?
Yes, the pipes are okay.
Good.
I had to wrestle with your toilet earlier. Holy cow.
It wrestled with you.
It almost beat me. I was sweating.
Mark, what did I tell you?
Took like
you know
20
the secret,
minutes.
Mark? A lot of fighting to do.
Huh?
You know the secret?
Hey, what Drew said? What'd you say?
So that toilet has a lot of fighting to do.
I know, man. He's a tough motherfucker. And he's damn near 100 years old.
Flush early and often.
I know, but I didn't want to come out and everybody goes, geez, how many times are you going to flush? I feel like I'm being judged.
It might be the house's biggest selling point.
What? That the toilet puts up a fight?
It's a fighter.
I know. I think you'd need a new toilet, though.
Yeah. New toilet seat.
Yeah, with an oblong shape, not a circle. Why do you want? Why do you
talk
want a new
to somebody
toilet?
At the network about that?
Why do you want a new toilet seat, Brandon?
I don't know. I always have to put a gasket down. You know. I mean, I use this restroom more than I do it my own at my house.
Oh, that's great!
I don't know.
So glad to hear that. I'm glad your day has become centered around taking a dump here.
That's the first thing he does on Sundays when he gets here.
Oh, Sundays, it's like 4 or 5. I don't know what's going on with me. I think I've caught my wife's Crohn's disease.
She probably is amazed that you never use the bathroom at home.
Your water bill must be really low at home.
It's crazy because sometimes, you know, there'll be important people talking to Drew in the kitchen, and I'm like in the bathroom trying to stay quiet.
It's way too close to the kitchen. That's the problem. It is really a problem.
There's another toilet on the other side of the downstairs. Yep. But that the top of the toilet is cracked.
But that room's like the only off-limits room.
Yeah, no one goes
in there. No one's ever been in there.
People on that side of the house.
No one's ever been in there.
All right, what happened?
Guys, more people go in there.
We didn't miss anything. We were just talking about your favorite girl, OJ.
We're just talking over drops. So OJ was heading off to a party at USC.
Hope you enjoy being date raped.
And then that guy cockwalked all of us.
My dog, please.
Bye, guys. See you there.
Ugh. Are you bringing that, Olivia?
All right.
Oh, Lord. Do we really want to watch more of her?
Unless there's something that looks really juicy.
It's fun for me to film a whole college class as opposed to, like, you guys seeing, like, the social part of it.
Yeah, because you'd have to go.
In my opinion. Just watching-wise. And... so, yeah, that's why I kind of focused on, like, the friends and the partying and everything like that.
Because you don't go to class, honey.
But if you guys do want me to bring you to more classes or introduce you.
Not much different than a one-and-done basketball player.
I wonder, do you suppose these are the same people watching these over and over?
Oh, possibly.
I mean, they got to be her followers, right?
Yeah.
How many? Does she have a lot of sponsored posts or that appear to be ads?
Yeah, a ton.
So she probably is making the money back.
Yeah.
But I wonder if she made it
good
back.
Investment.
Wouldn't
well,
she
not
make
anymore
it back
now
anyway?
That people know. People, I mean, they're getting hammered online everywhere.
Great investment. Great. A lot of death and blood and money.
Well,
Lori Loughlin wrote to their contact in this scam. Our young daughter has not submitted all her college apps and is confused on how to do so. I want to make sure she gets those in as I don't want to call attention to her with our little friend at her high school. Can you tell us how to proceed? They responded by directing an employee to submit the applications on behalf of the daughter. So
oh, they do that? I didn't know they did that. I thought
There's helpers. There's helpers. Because they give a shit about
Did everybody
about
get
you.
Help with their college application? Because I kind of thought it was your responsibility to be able to do that.
Yeah, I guess she had special helpers, I guess.
Here's another person. I don't know who this
fucking pathetic
Abdelaziz is, but they asked her to send biographical information about his daughter. The email indicated that the profile would include falsified honors, including Beijing Junior National Team.
Sweet.
They requested that he also provide an action photo of his daughter to be used in the profile. He said, got it. In the bio.
Why don't they just stop pretending? Just say, yeah, we let fucking people in for money. What's the big... What are you going to do, shoot us?
The daughter... they falsely described the daughter as having numerous athletic honors, including Asia-Pacific Activities Conference All-Star Team, 2016 China Cup Champions.
Where did they come up with this?
I couldn't... here's the thing. Couldn't they just check the stuff?
Hasn't this been a plot? But who wants to check this stuff?
You're right.
I mean, you're going to really go to China, some Chinese website and find out if she's... I mean, the claim is so bodacious. It's like, how do you even check up on it?
I thought it was common knowledge that, you know, if your parents donate money to a college, you're going to get in there.
If your parents went there and your grandparents went there with the Ivy League...
You have to be a legacy.
I knew kids that went to Ivy League schools that people were like, what? How'd he get in? Yeah. And one guy I know who went to Dartmouth, they had all kinds of family, went to Dartmouth, they had a lot of money.
The Green Wave.
And he went to Dartmouth, and he had the worst grades. Yeah. You know, we were in levels in high school based on your test scores, which is kind of fucked up now that I look back on it. Like, if you were in level one or level two, you were considered a dope. I mean, everybody looked at you as a dope. And this guy was in level two, and his grades sucked. And he went to Dartmouth, and he graduated.
How high did the levels go?
4, 3, 2, and 1.
What level were you?
3 and 4.
Genius.
No. I knew a lot of people who were just all four levels, but there were a lot of people in all three levels, all two levels.
The great genius.
Not so many one levels.
Hey, have I told you guys about my fifth grade class? Mr. Koch was our teacher.
Ed?
No. Calvin. Calvin Koch.
His brother?
He sat us in the order of how smart we were, our grades.
Really?
Yeah. So there was row one, seat one was Gay Young, seat two was Tony Cipino, and they'd go back and forth.
No!
Every semester, like a point separated them. And he'd move you according to your grade. I started in row one, like seat 7.
What a dork.
Then there was row 2. Then there was 3, 4. Then there was an empty row. Row 6 was empty. He sat poor John LaBuddy in the back row of row 6 by himself.
Oh, man.
You're just a dope.
And he used to sit on the radiator with like an ice pack on his head and teach class that way. And he'd yell back, "John Boy!" That was when the Waltons were big.
Was the kid just challenged, or was he just lazy?
He was challenged.
So he wasn't too bright.
No, he wasn't. But
oh my God, that's terrible.
That's how he sat us. And every semester you'd move according to your grade. I wound up in the second row, last seat. I started first row, 6th seat, and I wound
up way back. You may have had the biggest drop.
I had a big drop, and my buddy Ralph Focaraccio had a good move up to the third row, so we were like right next to each other.
You were like the Glenn Davis of your fifth grade class. Glenn Davis hit 150 or something for the Orioles.
Yeah.
You have a terrible year.
You were friends with Ralph Macchio?
Ralph Focaraccio. Ralph Macchio isn't, a newer kid.
Focaraccio. He had 5 syllables.
That's my best friend, Ralphie.
Really?
He's still my best friend.
Wow. Yeah.
If you know, best friend.
How often do you guys talk?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's in Jersey, but, we do the best we can.
Yeah, the Triple Threat Trio and a few other guys were having some joint conversations, and this guy came up who was just the biggest delinquent, but he lived right near us, and he had a pool.
Oh.
So, of course, there was always interest in him, and he was kind of fun to hang around with because he did crazy shit. And Kiki. Kyle. Teachers called him Kyle. Even in first grade, I remember him looking under the teacher's dress, just like sliding underneath the dress. Yeah, he was crazy.
Wow.
And he got busted for being part of this big burglary, and he's in prison now.
Poor Kiki.
He also had quite a heroin habit, I guess. But anyway, we were talking about his chant. I think I brought it up before. His father had a drinking problem, and his dad's name was Abbott, and he used to go around going, "Abbott the rabbit has a bad drinking habit." This is when we're like 10.
Oh, poor Kiki.
His brother Randy stuttered because Kiki just beat on him all the time and made fun of him. Randy.
Is that the one?
No, that's,
oh, that's
Radnor.
Radnor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Radnor.
Yeah.
Who came up in the conversation, by the way.
Randy.
Poor Randy. I
don't fucking practice, Randy.
I think Randy still stutters. If I had to guess, I would guess he still stutters.
Son of
I'm not making fun of people that stutter either. I would never do that, but just saying. I think Kiki did it to him.
We don't need to fucking practice, Randy.
Wish I could think of more Kiki's shenanigans. This burglary ring, by the way, he had a warehouse with millions of dollars of shit. Yeah.
What did he rob?
He
was big time.
He just stole jewelry and
really?
Art. And he was very good.
Really?
Yeah, he had accumulated quite a bit of stuff.
What's his name? Full name?
Kyle Nelson. So you can find him in Illinois Department of Corrections.
How'd they finally get him?
I don't remember exactly. But I think drugs had to do with it. And I think they dug deep on that and found, whoa! I'd love to see what he looks like.
There you go. That's not him. I'll keep looking.
Is his father's name Abbott the Rabbit?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it is now. Alias.
Like they're going to have their whole family.
I thought you were going to say they would say, hey, Abbott. I thought they were going to do
no.
that.
Abbott the Rabbit has a bad drinking habit.
And the rabbit just because it rhymed.
I don't see any Kyle.
Yeah, I guess. No Kyle Nelson? I'm pretty sure it was Kyle.
There's a
Fakiki.
A Kunta, a Kenneth, a Kenneth, a Kajan, a Keith.
Maybe we should search the internet for him. Maybe he's out.
That's what
that was a while ago.
And Kane.
No Kiki.
He should come up. He should definitely come up. Because he made some media. He was good. So I'll tell you about Maz's double down while you're looking. I came down here to carry Layla down, I think, and to ask you guys a question, and I had The Bachelor on. I was looking for Colton saying that Cassie completes me, which he said last night, which was, I couldn't believe Chris Harrison with a straight face just acted like it was a normal thing to say.
Well, Chris had tears in his eyes, too.
Maz is accusing Chris Harrison of crying.
Complete me.
He cried last year.
Did he cry last year?
Yeah, that was that was the inspiration of Soft Magazine. I said that guy could be on
was
the cover.
Was that really it?
Yeah. Yeah, he could be on the cover of something called Soft Magazine. And that started.
His eyes were glistening.
They were glistening, I agree. How does he pretend he cares? I can't imagine how he does that after all these
shows.
He
thinks of his paycheck.
He's pushing for more another season on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah,
and,
true.
You know, Alex Trebek is going to there's going to be an opening.
You're right.
You know, he wants a shot.
So, anyway, I was at this part in the show where I
you had me at hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000. Ha ha.
I was just certain that Cassie Completes Me was coming up and said, Maz, just pause it. You complete me or Cassie completes me or get the time. And he's like, got it. I hand him the remote. I come up. Did he say it? No. So I searched through the rest of the show looking for, where the fuck is it? So we get back to that part and I said, Maz, I think you missed it. Maz is like, no, he didn't say it. And then he said, I'm doubling down.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, I play at the part where I came downstairs, and there it is. Cassie completes me.
It was an accident.
An accident.
What do you think
just
happened?
Back down.
I think I went in for the Howie bread.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Hungry Howie's had something to do with it.
It did.
There's your quid pro quo.
Sorry.
So why don't we take a look at The Bachelor? The 20. Let's see. Wait. Oh, let's go to 17.
You don't want to wait for halftime at Juventus and Atletico? Madrid?
No.
I got a bet on this game.
You know what I forgot
about?
There was one point where, I guess we don't need to see this part. There was one part where he had jumped over the fence. They'd searched for him for about 5 minutes. Chris Harrison says, if we don't find him in 20, 30 minutes, we're calling the police.
Oh, like, Lord.
We're calling the police. What are you going to say? The Bachelor's been missing for more than 20 minutes.
Well, they called the execs at ABC first. And the execs at ABC told them, if you don't find him in 20 minutes, you have to call the authorities. So you can't blame Harrison for this one.
Wait, call the police because the Bachelor
he's missing.
Left the Bachelor site?
Yeah, he's MIA.
Is that a crime?
No phone.
Is that a police matter?
I guess it is.
He's an adult, and he's missing.
He's not missing, though. They know exactly where he leaped over the fence and was walking away.
That is so
I don't think it was a police matter.
No, not at all.
Maybe in Portugal it's different. But anyway, you go to the 27-minute mark. I know I'll go to the 17-minute mark where Colton is located so we can see him cry. And when you get there, in the meantime, I'll just mention quickly that Adam, American Divorce Association for Men, so good to have them back on the show. You all know how difficult it can be being in a stressful marriage when you want to stay at work instead of go home or you want to go anywhere but home. And you know that something's coming. Well, there may be advantages to being the first spouse or being the spouse to file first for divorce. If divorce is in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam, aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988.
Why don't you just file for divorce?
If you remember back then, of course, it seemed like men never got primary custody, never got equal custody. And there was Adam working on behalf of men, trying to turn things around for guys in that scenario, and
life
still working.
So unfair.
Still working from the male viewpoint after all these years. Call Adam at 248-284-4280. 248-284-4280.
Consider that a divorce.
Luke Nowacki, of course, is trying oh so hard to help you plan your financial future. If you refuse to do it, maybe you ought to give Luke a call at 248-663-4748 and get some help. or maybe it's a 401k investment you've had for a long time and you haven't checked your options lately, what you could be invested in versus what you are in. Is it doing the job? How would you do in something else? Or maybe it's a 529 saving for college. That's what he does. He works on finance and helping you with your financial future. Also things like life insurance, health insurance. Luke's helped many, many people in the Drew Mike podcast audience. Call Luke. He's got a whole team working over there on the 13th floor of that beautiful building. 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Alliance Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Someone asked on Facebook Live if they should go see Luke or Bill Harwell. I don't know why that made me laugh really hard.
Well, he handles annuities.
They're in two different levels.
Has anyone Bill Harwell, bought man. Insurance or an annuity from Bill Harwell?
Yeah, Ernie and Lulu did.
They did.
He sold a lot of annuities to his
son. Why'd you do it to me, son?
So lame. That's like
I
the guy.
Believe that.
I could not believe that murder case in Florida where that bitch, that black widow, was she and her husband were buying all this life insurance from his best friend, and then he kills the guy. And of course, the guys, they said that, oh, he drowned fishing. And so he and the guy's wife inherited $1.7 million of life insurance.
Nothing was fishy about that, huh?
No, not at all.
Nothing.
Yeah,
no,
they got,
they
got her.
Pinning on an alligator, too.
God, yeah.
He actually got immunity because she threw him in the can because she was going to dump him. Dumb move,
the great
by the
sleuth.
Way. And he kidnapped her, and she wanted him. She was saying, I want him. I don't want him to ever get out. And they gave him 20 years. And then he said, oh, by the way, we murdered her husband.
Whoa.
And now she's gone.
Took
for
her
good.
Down.
Yeah,
huh?
She was found guilty.
Now, often,
see ya.
Often we talk about the mistakes people make. Like when you kill someone, you want to make it look like a robbery. You don't leave all the drawers open. And just like that's a huge thing.
Did any of these people watch Dateline or Investigation ID, Investigative ID, whatever it is?
Another piece of advice, you can never take your phone because the phone always pings.
Turn the phone off.
Cannot
but then
have
when
a
you
phone.
Turn the phone off, they go, hey, he turned the phone off exactly when the murder was.
You just got to leave it behind.
Yeah.
You got to leave it somewhere. That's your alibi. But the new one is, don't cash in the life insurance in like the first 5 months.
Yeah, don't call about it the first day.
Dumb.
Don't call about it 10 minutes after you find out your husband's murdered or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife.
Can you go over the stuff with me again on how to
I always,
how this works?
And don't search on how to murder your girlfriend.
Or if you do
how
to
murder
the library
your wife.
And absolutely. But leave your phone at home.
I mean, doesn't this stuff seem, and by the way, surveillance tape. I mean, you know, there's a hit and run in Detroit. An 18-year-old was killed again at Gratiot and Rosemont, I think it was.
Sounds right, yeah.
And it's a green minivan, I think. Let's see. Green Chevy Suburban. What will people learn? Surveillance, they're going to find that car.
Yeah.
There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And Detroit has got to do something about car insurance. Nobody has insurance in Detroit. Isn't that no doubt contributing to all these hit and runs? I mean, isn't it amazing how many hit and runs there are in Detroit?
It's a double-edged sword in Detroit. I mean, you can't get good insurance because it's
an
uninsurable city.
That's what I'm saying is they've got to do something. Cleveland had the same problem. They had a huge piece.
What can they do?
There's a lot of things you can do, but it requires that people buy insurance. There have to be people buying it. Apparently, there's a lot of people in Detroit, believe it or not, who drive without insurance.
What?
You shouldn't be able to get your license or registration for your car.
Well, they pay for it for like 30 days.
They pay for a month, and they just keep on driving.
But there should be something that pops up on at Secretary of State.
It seems fairly simple to me, but...
Then your car gets impounded. You find, if the car is not insured, it gets impounded.
Well...
There's a way. You're right. There's a way.
It seems that I don't know. It's just one of those
maybe
things.
Gretchen
that
can find
never
a way.
Gets done. By the way,
taxing us.
Did you see Gretchen explaining to the fifth grade class about the gas tax?
Why would she waste a fifth grade class's time?
Some kid asked a stupid question that was clearly written by somebody.
Of course.
Else after she read them a book.
But by the way, the more I read about fixing the roads, the idea that someone would campaign on fixing the roads is laughable.
Well, I think it's smart. I think it helped her win.
Oh, yeah,
but now
she has
to fix
the roads,
and you're not going to be able to do it.
No, you're not. So if she wanted to be a failed
like building
governor,
a wall.
Well, yeah, it's very similar.
Oh, there it is.
I would think building the wall would be easier than doing this.
Seeing the damn roads.
Why? So
one of the things that I want to make sure that we do right is fix our roads and bridges. Right now, our
well, they don't fucking drive. Why don't you talk to an audience of adults that drive?
There's a lot of holes in the road. You know what we call those holes in the road?
Potholes!
Yes. Potholes, right? Fifth graders know potholes, right? Why?
She's so good with kids.
And we've got a lot of bridges that are you can drive down the highway. You can see some of them have temporary supports. And they're really important. And they don't, they're not secure. That means people could be in danger. So...
What are you talking about?
Why are you talking to fifth graders about this?
I was trying to scare them because the infrastructure is
freaking these kids out.
How much something's going to cost. You know, when you're adding it up in your head, you're trying to like you're saving up for something. Well, I was looking at...
That's a little different saving up for that, Gretchen.
That kid's not fooled.
I had to write a budget that pays to fix them.
Yeah, well, it's not like it's not like buying a video game.
Look how bored those kids are.
All the bridges and roads, not just in Jackson, but all across Michigan. It's a big state.
Where's half the class is in tears from boredom.
Or they're laughing at her.
I'd be drawing a football helmet if I was one of them.
Did you have a limited attention span in fifth grade?
I had the best
helmets. The grade where you end up in the second row in the back. Cuts. Same grade.
It was great. It was my favorite grade.
Really?
Yeah.
What, did you peak in fifth grade?
I peaked.
Of course you have a favorite grade.
Mr. Koch. I'll never forget it. He gave us, you know, you don't get a hundred.
Maz, wait. You were in seat 7 in the front row, and you ended up at the end of the second row. How could that be your favorite grade?
It's not like you partied.
Because I got to match up with Ralphie. Ralphie came up from the fourth row to the third row.
Is that a plan?
Well, it kind of has worked out that
way.
But it was
good. Academic failure to meet Ralphie?
I did not plan it, but it's just the way it happened. He'd give us 100. 100. We didn't do shit in fifth grade. I'll never forget it.
Could have the same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
It was the easiest class ever. It probably set me up for failure for the rest of my life. No, not really.
No,
not really. Ralph got in a little trouble later on in high school and stuff, running with the cool kids. But I always backed off, did my own
thing. Gee, I can't wait till I go to hikes.
I had Art and Gary as my backup still.
You have the hots for Art.
Art, yeah.
Should we call him?
Art.
Let's call him.
Picking
up
Art's crumbs, including his sister.
So I always had the backup friends. When Ralph would hang out with the cool kids, I'd hang out with Art and Gary.
I had the complete triple threat trio was in fifth grade in the same class, and there was a lot of trouble. There were other really good friends of ours. It was like the miracle class. You know, you show up in September, it's like, look who's in my class.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you get older, it's like, hey, there's hot chicks in my class. Well, no, this is like all of my best buddies were in the same class, and we were all separated the next year.
Because that was it.
Yeah. One thing.
Word was out.
Major thing.
I know, we did blow it. One friend, Alec, who's in the Triple Threat Trio, he got busted with what was called the Voodoo Eraser. And we had written all kinds of things on it, like, fuck, the teacher's name was Bowen, fuck Bowen, and Bowen is a bitch, all these terrible things, and it was discovered. And I cannot even express the horror, the horrible feeling, because my handwriting was on the eraser.
Yeah, busted.
And I didn't get busted. Alec took
Voodoo
the whole rap.
Did, really?
How big was this eraser?
What a great
It was like this big, I'd say. It had a lot of little writing on it.
Nice.
And he wrote very legibly, too.
So what grade was
fifth
that?
Fifth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there any peace signs on it?
No.
No peace?
No, it was all voodoo. It was the Bowen voodoo eraser.
Got it.
There a lot of problems.
Sixth grade, we had the substitute just leave after 10 minutes because we were being so bad. That was fun because it was one of those things that after she left, we all looked around like, what do we do now? Like, where is she going?
It's not as much fun as you think.
No.
You know something's coming.
You know something bad is right around the corner.
I'll never forget when they let poor Mrs. Pelzer's silkworms out of her jar one time. She brought them in at show and tell for us.
What?
She was a substitute.
Silkworms.
Mrs. Pelzer's was our substitute.
Were these valuable silkworms?
Yeah. They let them.
Silkworms worth?
I don't know, but they let the damn silkworms out of the damn jar, and that was the end of us. We all got in trouble for that.
That's bullshit.
It is.
I don't know why. For some reason, I don't know why I remember this, but this girl who was kind of an oaf. Brought this. Her family went to China, and they got her this really delicate, expensive. It was like a wind chime, and she dropped it. The whole thing fucking broke, and she was bawling her eyes out.
What was her name?
Diane.
Oh, Diane.
Did you go?
Did you say?
Yeah.
Look at. See that?
She was very tall and very oafish, and she got bullied a bit. And that didn't help.
Die.
I know. It was terrible. I wonder what happened
why'd
to
you,
her.
Why'd you,
she's okay.
Why'd you let that happen to her?
She got some new wind chimes.
Why'd you let that happen to her?
I didn't do anything. I just watched.
You didn't want to protect
Diana?
Her?
Diane.
Okay.
She's probably married, I would think. Some oafy dude.
She might have developed it to a hot supermodel.
Is this her? Oh, I think this is her.
Let me see.
She's doing. We might have to bleep her last name. I don't want people. Oh, man. That might be her.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No,
I was going to say.
Okay. No. Really? That person looks oafish.
I think she's too hot.
That one?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, please bleep her name. I shouldn't mention her name.
Ooh, is this her?
Let me see.
This one went to DePaul.
Wow.
Greater Chicago area.
That's possible. Wow.
Well, she's done very well in life.
Do we know how old she is?
No. She's done very well in life, though. See, you guys toughened her up.
Yeah, probably. Oh, she was definitely either toughened up or, I mean, there were some people who were outright trampled when I was in school. I mean, just trampled, destroyed, completely destroyed forever.
Sin.
You know, like Randy Nelson, Kiki's brother. I guarantee you he's still stuttering. And it was Kiki.
Stuttering
was
Randy
all
Nelson?
Kiki.
I will say
Randy
this.
He took great comfort in his dog, Omar. And Abbott the Rabbit tried to help Randy.
This
too.
Is her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she has a new Trier for her high
boy.
School.
Yeah, boy.
And then she went to University of Illinois.
No photo.
Well, that's her right here.
Oh, that is her. Okay. Yeah. Wow. She looks better than I thought.
No, she's not bad looking.
Terribly.
I would like to, wouldn't mind seeing a body
like what
shot
you see.
If she's how diplomatic looks. Of you commenting on her picture.
Mark, I think it's time for Facebook.
Wouldn't mind seeing if
she's on there.
More oafish.
Facebook
can
will
you
give
bleep
you.
Her name, Brandon?
Yeah, I'll find it.
First
okay.
and last.
Thank
or?
You. Well, at least last.
Oh, yeah, just last.
Hey, was her name really important to you, Maz?
I'm sorry. I tell you all my friends' names. I don't give a fuck.
But they all have four syllables. Okay. It's always fun to hear them.
All right.
It's okay.
My friends are probably happy I'm talking about them.
Nothing else going
on. I remember them. They're still in my life.
I still remember her.
Okay, then she shouldn't matter. She shouldn't worry.
Okay.
Telling about her poor chimes.
Here's her Facebook page.
All our friends were reunited, though, by the box under the railroad tracks with cigarettes and mouthwash.
She only has two pictures.
Okay.
I mean, no.
She's doing pretty good.
Same profile picture. No, she's doing great in life.
She might be working out. I think she's getting hotter.
You like what you see.
Yeah, not much info.
Those are probably the best pictures she's ever taken.
Well, yeah, it's her Facebook
in recent
profile,
years.
I try not to have any pictures of myself anywhere.
I know, Maz, I agree. When you said your goal is to avoid all
there's
pictures,
no need.
I totally
there's
understood.
No need for them.
Maz's profile pictures are still Detroit Sports 105.1.
Really?
Hey, Diane?
It's my kids. That's my profile picture.
My profile picture is honestly 12 years old, and I'm not changing it. I refuse to.
I have one when I'm on the football Pee Wee Jets as my...
Is that when you pancake that
my
guy?
Ones. Yeah,
kids look a lot
them.
Like Herman Moore in Detroit Sports 105.1.
Okay.
Busted in another lie.
Not really. Go to my Facebook
Herman's
page.
Herman's pointing to you like you're the man. Shouldn't you be pointing at Herman?
Go to my Facebook page, Brandon. The front of it.
Okay. Well, while you're going there, I'll mention it's Ram
I'm
Truck
not apologize month. When you're done.
It's Ram Truck Month at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Jeff, Thad, and Stephanie need to sell lots of trucks. It seems like everyone is more worried about fixing the damn roads. Well, Zot wants to leave the roads to Lansing and focus on the damn deals. During Zot Ram Truck Month, lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $189 a month. Now, that's a damn great deal. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $239 a month? Speaking of potholes, you get employee pricing for everyone on the all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers. I always like buying new vehicles from the year before. They're always cheaper. At least one starting at $279 a month, and we know the Wranglers can handle our damn roads. So our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram can't fix the roads, but they certainly have damn good deals. And we are in the deals in the D.com studios, by the way. Speaking of deals, it's that time of year when you put winter behind you, go outside, have your freedom. Eventually you'll be swimming, boating, playing sports, and getting sweaty. And then you're glad you're not wearing contacts or glasses that are fogging up or whatever, condensating. You know it's true. Life would be better and easier to never even have to think about glasses, contacts, or reading glasses. That's why you want to call the Yellow Eye Center where Dr. Yalow provides cat's custom LASIK. First time I've said that right in a while. Most advanced in the world, where most people get better than 20/20 vision. It's where you get the amazing multifocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce solution for people 50 and older that allows you to see the tiniest type to go along with great distance vision. You've been putting it off for years, settling for old technology, so now is the time. Between the tax return, the fresh health savings account, and the awesome Drew and Mike discount, there's no better time to make the call to Dr. Yaldo. 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES. Or go to Yaldo Eye Center. So what did you find on what's Maz's photo?
Well, on Twitter, it's Detroit Sports 105.1. On Facebook, it's a picture of him and his family.
You're in the picture, Maz.
I know. It was an accident. That's a smaller picture. The bigger picture is of my three girls at the concert at DTE.
Concert?
It was Big Time Rush.
Oh, the cover photo?
They were the Monkees of my daughter's era.
Okay.
They really, because they were a TV band. That's why I'm going to see the Monkees tonight. They were a TV band, let's face it. That's what they were.
You prefer TV bands?
I did like the Big Time Rush band. I used to like that show that my kids watched. I thought it was a pretty damn, and they were a great concert.
Really? So, in other words, they were going with you as opposed to you going with them?
No, I went with them. I went with them. But it was fun.
These guys are sure cute. You see why I like them.
Minnesota, you know why they call it Big Time Rush, Brandon? They're hockey players.
I don't care.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know.
Well, they're awful cute for hockey players.
You'll see that when little Maddie grows up and has a band that she likes, you might fall in love with them as well.
Yeah, she's going to love Rage Against the Machine.
She won't. She's going to like her things.
Wow, this is awful.
Why can't there ever be a rocker that is a teen idol? Why do they always have to be these?
Like Maddie B?
Yeah. Oh, Maddie
David Partridge?
You almost said yes.
Hey, Falcon Heaney.
Falcon Heaney?
He's a rocker.
Yeah.
Maddie B. Is Maddie B getting bigger or smaller, I wonder? Do your kids listen to Maddie B?
I don't think so.
Have they passed him by?
I think they did, but my little one, Maddie, she might be listening to him still, for all I know.
But so they were digging him?
Oh, yeah.
They thought
they get a kick out of him.
Did they think he was cool as hell?
No, they mostly made fun of him.
Really?
Yeah.
They mostly made fun of him.
What are you talking about? He's great.
Here's his new stuff. All these places
my mind takes me. Oh my God, he's gone through puberty. Gross.
He's so thoughtful. This is so deep. It's on my mind. Is this an original, possibly?
Yeah.
Jackson's getting turned on.
He's in class with hot teenage girls. How many views?
In my head.
15 million.
Oh my God.
No. I'm in pain all the time.
This guy's not going away. People never go away.
No, they don't.
I mean, isn't it kind of strange? I guess if
you're gotta be enough, somebody that's disappeared.
Yeah, there are, but they're more. You know what? It seems like they're older now when they disappear.
Yeah.
Like, I notice a lot of actors.
Because it's not my choice.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I notice a lot of actors and actresses, I go, God, I haven't seen him. Like, remember we were talking about the American Pie cast? They're in a whole lot of nothing since, I mean, really.
Yeah, whatever happened to what's his name? Biggs.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Sorry.
He's doing a few things. He's doing a whole lot of nothing, pretty much, isn't he, Jason Biggs? But he was, of all those guys, he was probably one of the better ones, right?
Orange is the New Black. He's in that.
He is?
Yeah.
Where's Stifler? Stifler was good.
Somebody said that Chris Klein is doing the Flash TV show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great.
Well, I thought Chris Klein was...
It's funny. There's so many shows now. I know. They all be in something.
You can think they're gone, but they're really in maybe... Well, maybe they are in a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. Stifler did the Goon movies, but I don't know what he's been doing lately.
He was... I mean, for a while there, he was doing as well as any of those guys. Mm-hmm. I still don't know what his name is. He's still Stifler to me.
Sean William Scott. He's got three names.
What was that all about? Of all the people to have three names, it didn't fit him. Yeah, maybe he did. And what about Stifler's mom?
She's been in other things.
I guess she was there for a while. I think she's been a whole lot of nothing lately. Other Maz-related news, Joe Girard died after falling down the basement stairs. Joe Girard is man that sold 1,300 cars or something, held the record
Girardi.
In Guinness.
Girardi. Yeah, but he took the eye off, so they wouldn't.
He did?
Yeah.
Did you know that? Be confused with the Yankees manager? Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Who told you that?
To not be confused with an Italian-American. He didn't want that
stigma.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, because there was some guy that came in and wanted to buy something off of him. And
oh, you're Italian. Yeah. Fuck you.
He's like, where are you from? He's like, I'm from Sicily. Oh, I won't buy anything from any old. And he used Dago, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah, Dago.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So Joe said, I'm not doing this again. So he called the printer for his cards. He's like, drop the I. And he became Joe Girard.
Think of all the Italian business he lost, though.
Well, I'm sure they kind of
forget about it.
Well, you know. They know.
Why didn't I know that? I've read all about Joe Girard.
You didn't read his books.
I guess not.
I don't know. If someone said, Brandon, I'm not going to listen to this show because you're on it and you're an Irish Mick, I wouldn't change my last name for it.
Times are different.
Well, Joe did. And he sold a lot of cars, made a lot of money. So I guess maybe he did all right.
Maybe. Well, Ali Reda broke his record last year, and Joe Girard was going to sue him and made a big stink about it. They tried to include him in the celebration. He really wasn't very nice about it. I don't think Ali Reda threw him down the stairs, though. He actually fell backwards down the basement stairs. Ali Reda's not a suspect.
No, he's not.
He's not involved at all.
They've already cleared him?
They've cleared him, okay. Yes.
Joe was in St. Clair Shores.
I just cleared him.
Ali was in Dearborn at the time.
Yes, he was. He's too busy selling cars. And actually, Ali Reda was a great sport.
Oh, he's
about.
A good guy.
He was a good guy about
yes.
the whole
really
thing.
Good
we
guy.
Had him on. He was very... He tried to be as congenial as you could be. I mean, what a rotten story that was.
Nothing you can do.
Oh, sales are fleet sale. You know, like he just sold 700 to one yeah, person or something. But anyway, that was a rough story.
Joe sold them in the good old days where it was harder to sell cars. I think it's probably a little bit easier to sell cars nowadays.
I wonder why.
I think advertising and the way people shop for cars and I don't know. I think Joe...
But didn't everybody buy cars then, too?
They did, and they had to go. But it's harder to go back then.
I guess
then.
Kids earn more cars now, so maybe there are more car sales.
They do earn them.
We love you, Joe!
They earn them more now than they did back in the day.
How is your daughter doing with the fact that she's earned a car and yet is not driving?
She's not doing well.
Oh, my gosh.
Lily is still waiting on us to take her car shopping, help her look around,
Daddy.
Stuff like that.
How often does that happen that she brings up the fact that she's earned a vehicle?
Maybe once every couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And how is it brought up?
It's usually brought up by, one of you guys, who's going to take me to work tomorrow at 7 in the morning? And, she's like, if I had my own car, I wouldn't have to ask you, that type of thing.
Yeah. Smart.
That's right.
But then when it's like, take mom's car.
Is there a lot of bitching about the fact that somebody has to take her?
No, not at all.
Well, then you say it's really not an issue.
We say that. You asked me how she brings it up.
I know, I was just asking.
Another thing is, maybe she wants to go to the movies or go to her friend's house. But at 10 o'clock at night, no one wants to go, 11 o'clock at night, no one wants to go pick her up and bring her home after you're done tired.
Well, I should crash at her friend's.
Well, if I had my own car, I can come home. That's another way I could.
I see.
Her
strategy's good.
She's got good strategy. Yeah. She's homesick today, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
What's the main thing preventing her from getting a vehicle? Is it the cost?
Yeah, she has to be able to put enough money away to buy the car.
I mean, there's cars out there for a couple hundred dollars that run.
But come on, Brandon. We're not buying her a couple hundred dollar car. And then
that's a good thing to do for a first car because you're going to beat the shit out of
it. She don't want that.
Sounds like she's making quite an effort, though, to earn the money.
So you want her to like get in debt on a car that she'll beat the shit out of, and then
she's not going to get in debt. She's
going to sell it.
She's going to be able to buy a car, Brandon. Not for $200-$300.
She has to buy it from Zot, Brandon.
Not for $200 or $300. You don't get shit for that.
That's
all you get.
My first car.
I know.
Had it for a year.
Okay.
It was a 1985 Buick Century piece of shit. It was rust bucket. It sucked.
You're not a girl as a sophomore in high school driving that piece of shit.
Fine. My sister's first car was a 1980 Bonneville. It was the size of a boat.
Okay. Maz, are you saying that she can't show up at school in a piece of shit car?
That's what she says.
Better than no car.
It sounds like have you adopted her viewpoint? It sounds like you have.
No, because I'm like Brandon. I like old cars that you could put your own stamp on and do your own thing to. I like that.
Then what's the problem? You're her parent and she's the child.
Yeah, here's a 2006 Lincoln Town Car on dealsinthed.com.
I could easily
$4,000.
I could easily go buy her a car.
It's fancy.
A piece of shit car?
We could buy her a car.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a nice
the problem.
One. Go buy her that one.
The insurance kind of goes up.
Dollars.
On a car that's worth nothing?
Yeah.
Why?
It just does. Try to insure a kid.
So in other words, you're better off buying a Porsche than a beater. If you want to pay low insurance?
You have to have her on the insurance. I mean, aren't you able to just put it on your insurance yourself?
No, because she's a driver in the family now.
I understand.
So my insurance went from we paid X, and now it's XY. Since she's got,
Y.
It went up about $500. Wait, so just by adding her to the policy.
Are you saying
for 6 months?
I just want to understand this. If you buy her a car for $1,000, the insurance is higher than if you buy her a $20,000 car.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Right now, we have one car in the family.
Seems like I just beat the insurance.
Listen to me.
Problem.
We have one car in the family.
Yes.
The minivan.
Right.
Because I get a car from Zot.
Right.
Okay, so we are only
get a car.
Well, then you're already ahead.
Really?
We're only insuring one car. If you
so you get a free car. So then you get her the car that isn't free.
Right. So my insurance agent says if you bring another car into the family, with Lily now on the policy, it will raise you up an additional $500.
Lily.
So that piece of junk car will cost
$500 a month.
For 6 months.
$500 for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're saving money on the car.
But hasn't she? Lily saved at least $500.
But if you get a $200 beater, you can put on PLPD and you're golden. If something blows up, who cares? Get another $200.
What kind of sweatshop is she working in? Don't they pay her over there?
She only works a day or two a week.
There's a great car for her. 2002 Honda Odyssey with 213,000 miles, $1,500.
Nice. That's sweet. Sweet.
What could the insurance?
Why are you guys forcing Lily to buy have a car?
She's earned a car.
So it's going to make your life easier.
We're good, man.
Well, good. Okay. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
We're sounds like fine. It just comes up a lot, though.
You guys brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Resolve the problem.
I didn't bring it up.
It's a little upsetting sometimes.
I apologize.
When I think about it.
We'll try to save up for a pool.
Here's a 2002 Toyota Avalon with a moonroof for $1,900. It only has 286,000 miles on it.
And a moonroof. It's got a moonroof.
It's pretty good.
Does it open, the moonroof?
Yeah.
If it opens, does it close?
Not a rust spot on it.
Boy, it looks good.
I mean, you could go cheaper. The 2001 Dodge Ram for $1,300. A lot of rust damage on the bottom.
That's too bad.
It only has 239,000
miles. Dude, I'm seeing all these cars for under a grand on cars.
Yeah.
I'm just checking them all out.
That's good, man. Maybe you should buy one.
What if we buy our car for $1,000? What if we get the audience to GoFundMe
$1,000
to buy our car? And we'll throw in $500 for the insurance.
Wow.
It's got to have a Drew and Mike decal.
I'll put Drew and Mike decals all over it.
Maz loves a deal.
How are you talking?
Has anyone seen anything? Because I've seen nothing on this. This Dearborn kid, 19 years old, falls to his death from the 7th floor balcony at a spring break hotel in Cancun. Yeah. I have seen nothing about...
Why?
You know, not that I'm dying to be macabre about it, but... I'm assuming there's going to be alcohol involved, which maybe that's not fair.
Right. We can't assume, I guess.
I guess you could. I know they did mention toxicology tests are pending.
Now, what do you think? Do you think he was just like hanging over it?
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering about.
Want to pull up on it? Trying to jump down to the next terrace?
With a 19-year-old, you just don't know. I mean, it sounds like he was a kid that people liked, and, it's just so horrible.
And it seems like his GoFundMe has already reached its goal in 2 days. It was a $10,000 goal. It's now up to $12,000. It's the help cost for Ahmed Altay's funeral.
What's that?
Boy, GoFundMe,
imagine those parents.
Jeez, I know. Christ. I know. And then to have to worry about paying for a funeral. Somebody said so. It seems so often there's a GoFundMe when somebody dies unexpectedly, which is, I guess it's good. I mean,
yeah.
If some people can spare the money,
absolutely. If it's there and it's run, for a good thing. And
it's better than a GoFundMe because a homeless guy gave somebody $20 for gas that earns $400,000. Why did people keep giving money? I mean, isn't that just crazy?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Did he just get sentenced or busted, the homeless guy?
Which guy?
I thought the homeless guy just got sentenced or busted.
Oh, yeah, he did. And all those people got paid back. I saw that the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking deal going to be unsealed. That's going to be a big story.
That's something.
I suspect that a lot of people get bored when we bring it up because it's not R. Kelly. It's not Michael Jackson. It's just a rich, billionaire white guy who's 66 years old. But this there's got to be something to this story.
Yeah,
why is this
bought off? Someone's been bought off.
Why is this sealed? Why would a prosecutor make this so easy for this guy? And he got such a light sentence, and the crime just is horrible. I mean, it is, honestly, it's Larry Nassar-esque. Mm-hmm. Larry Nassar, though.
Oh, it's worse.
Yeah, it is, you're probably right. It probably is worse. Yeah. And think of all the fucking hatred that came down on Larry Nassar. Yeah. How incredible that wave was. I mean, it was amazing.
This guy, this raped young girls.
This guy just did
and
it.
And sold them.
He didn't put them on a training table and pretend he was doing something else. He literally met a girl at Mar-a-Lago, ironically, a 16-year-old.
He has money and he has power. And he has powerful friends.
Yeah.
That's he's why it's a brutal big. Man.
But I want to know who threw their weight around here.
Give the quick synopsis to everyone in case they forgot what he did.
Well, we've talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked about it at length. It's basically, he met this girl at Mar-a-Lago. This is part of the story. He got her to come over and start giving him massages for a couple $100. And, of course, it turns into, you know, blowing him and doing all this other stuff. And then he starts paying her a referral fee to bring friends over. And so the next thing you know, according to what I read, it was like there were teen girls coming over 3-4 times a day to have some kind of sex with this guy.
Or
this,
his friends.
This one on, or his friends, yeah.
6 times a day. Like, that old guy's not blowing up 6 times a day.
Well, it sounded like he was. I mean, they were saying is the girls were even saying that he had just an unending sex drive.
We're talking 7th graders and up to, like, sophomores, freshmen.
Pretty much. 13 to 16 was pretty much the zone. And then he starts sharing these girls with other people. This went on for a long time. I mean, we're talking about, I think it was a 3-year period that they really focused on. And there were so many girls. I mean, it sounded like hundreds. Well over 100. Maybe hundreds, yeah. And yet somehow he gets this incredible deal. You know, Larry Nassar got, what, 170 years or something? Mm-hmm. This guy gets 12 months, and he is there for 12 hours a day, and then he's allowed to go to his office, I think.
Yeah.
Why? Why would he get off so easy?
And he has women visitors to his office.
Yes. And it's also sealed, so nobody can read what the indictment is. Nobody can read about the other people. There were also multiple people. Alan Dershowitz is one of them, mm-hmm. who were accused of participating in this. He apparently shared girls with certain people. Well, all of their names are under seal. And all of them were not prosecuted. That was part of the deal. Now, I don't understand, why would these people be part of his deal? Why? Alan Dershowitz defended him. Is that why?
I think Did he get that? The number, the $2 billion. $2 billion.
So how do you unseal it?
Would he give somebody $2
billion?
Oh,
it's going to be unsealed.
So he's got a lot of money.
How did he use his money?
I'd like to know how this power was used and what power was used and how, why. You know, because the worst thing of all about this, the reason this is going to get unsealed is because the deal not only gave immunity to a number of unnamed people, it was approved at the highest levels, and the victims were not told of this deal. And it is their right under the law to be told of the deal and also to be at sentencing, which they were not told of, and it also was moved out of town, so there would be no publicity locally, so people go, hey,
yeah,
I wasn't told. It just happened, and just like, poof, wow. See ya. And when some of these girls were informed about this, they were like, what? What do you mean? Nobody told me. I was supposed to be allowed to I wanted to speak at the sentencing. He only got 12 months. Why didn't I know? I would have never agreed to this. Because I think the victims are, I think they're supposed to be part of a deal like this in some way, shape, or form. Not just speaking out and showing up, but they're supposed to have some. There's supposed to be some participation. So why did they get this deal? Why? And all this. By the way, it doesn't seem like when anything is sealed that something stinks.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. How long was JFK's assassination sealed?
How many regular people get stuff sealed?
Very few. Right. And okay, you know it's going to be so redacted too when it comes out. I wonder how many names are going to be redacted.
You know, John Gacy killed 33 kids. Nobody unsealed anything there. I mean, that was pretty horrible stuff. Anything that's less horrible, why would it be sealed?
Ran a hedge fund.
Yeah, I guess so.
This attorney general, that can they track money to him eventually?
The new attorney general? I don't
think so. No, the one that gave him the this light sentence. Yeah, the guy who gave him the light sentence.
Oh, I don't know if you'll find money as much as you would just maybe quid pro quo.
I have a feeling that some very powerful people weighed in on this because he has very powerful friends.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to know who weighed in and how much that had to do with this, and how can someone be a prosecutor if they just fold under the weight of, you know, Larry Nassar knows a lot of people too. Why didn't he get 12 months?
Yeah.
He's an Olympic trainer. He's got big friends.
They all bailed on him.
He didn't have a Dershowitz.
They all bailed on him.
You know, well, it's just all this,
though, which is great. I think blow up.
I think it's going to blow up too, because the timing of it. There's so much about kids being molested that's just out there between R. Kelly, Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah, although if you say he did it, of course you're going to get attacked by the Michael Jackson mob, and Aaron Carter, who would know because he wasn't molested, so therefore no one else was.
Correct.
Did you mention with Epstein when you know when what he was sentenced to that he got to leave for 12 hours a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you mentioned that.
It was a real sweetheart deal.
Yeah.
Why?
Work release.
Well, honestly, you know, I never thought about it from a Larry Nassar standpoint, but it is every bit as bad as Larry Nassar.
Mm-hmm.
Except that he wasn't even pretending to do something else.
Right.
And not only that, I bet you there was a lot more sex than what Larry Nassar, what you would call sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize what Larry Nassar did. Just pointing out how ridiculous it is that this guy would get a fucking break. That wasn't a real huge news day, so I did make a few notes about... did we ever listen to... We never listened to Colton, did we?
No.
You want to see Colton cry?
Yeah, love to.
Go to the 13:30 mark of The Bachelor.
Love to.
Tonight is the finale. Pussy. By the way.
Wait, it's not done yet?
No, it's not done yet.
Tonight is the finale.
There's no girls left.
You'll find out about the Bachelorette.
Is he going to pick a guy? Well. It's going to be him and Harrison.
Maybe we'll pick a guy.
It's going to be him and Chris Harrison. Yeah.
There are a lot of people questioning
it. Neil Lane will be there tonight, I'm told.
Well, you got to get his plug.
Neil Lane, who revealed to the New York Times, he does not watch The Bachelor.
He could be out.
He could be out what as the shot. Ring provider. I thought that was a huge shot.
Where is it?
That's a shot.
There it is.
Return a shot. Go back about the 17-minute mark. They're searching for Colton. After he jumped the fence, that's where we left off.
The big police search?
Yes. And the police would have been called. If this had gone any longer, the police would have been called because, as everyone knows, it is against the law for the bachelor to be missing.
To be free.
In Portugal.
To roam freely when he's under contract.
The bachelor cannot be missing. That is not allowed. There was a lot of crying. This guy must cry. I've got to learn to cry, though.
I'm worried.
He makes crying pay off.
All right, here's the woman that finds him now.
There we go. Okay. I was telling Maz, I got to learn to cry. It seems to really work.
You don't have the crying gene.
He dumped these two chicks, and he cried more than they did. And they were worried about him.
They were comforting him.
He's just walking down a street.
Don't touch.
He doesn't want to be touched. What a hothead he showed up.
Hi.
Do you think he showed his ass, Maz?
He did.
No, I'm not okay.
Oh.
Who's mad? At, he's mad at the producer.
Don't look at me!
All
knows.
How far is it?
All hands are on deck, and everyone's on a walkie-talkie.
Chris Harrison has two phones, by the way.
One's
a looking at one while he was talking on another.
One's a burner phone.
I don't want no tissue.
Look how fast he's walking. Chris Harrison has to run.
One of Chris's phones is strictly for hosting duties.
Great. Yes, okay.
Like someone wants to call The Bachelor.
Yeah, okay. Someone wants to call him for hosting.
Colton!
Man up! Stop crying.
Colton.
Chris Harrison forced to run. I'm not sure he's ever run before. Look how angry Colton is.
I'm done
with his shit.
Where are you going?
Dude, I have no clue. I don't have and my wallet, and that's about it. I'm done.
Okay, well, we can be done. We're not going to walk back to the hotel.
I'll hop in a car if you're taking there.
Okay, well, we can do that. It'll be easier than walking.
Pussy.
What do you want? You want to be done with the whole thing?
Be done with the whole thing?
I'm done.
Yep. Hothead.
Show's over.
Pussy.
Roll the credits.
Who's got the tractor?
Are you all right? He's crying.
God, what a support system this pussy needs.
Look at this crybaby.
Nice scarf, too.
Just want to make sure you're okay.
I've been through enough of knowing that I'm not enough for a long time. And every reminder of that.
That was really deep.
That was heavy.
That was pretty deep.
He has been rejected so much that he knows he's not enough, and he's known that for a long time. That's why Cassie rejected him.
I've been through enough.
Essie does not like him.
That I'm not enough.
But he's got two hotties who are waiting to fuck him. Tayshia and Hannah G are just sitting there with their legs spread waiting for him.
You know.
I saw this guy cry one time.
With him, it's not about the sex. It's about being in love, Drew.
It just makes me stronger, so I'm okay with it.
Makes me stronger? Doesn't seem like it. You're crying again.
What part of tonight makes you feel like you're not enough?
Every time I put myself out there, I get rejected. I literally said, I love you, and she said, I love you too. Goodbye.
Oh. I'm really sorry.
Well, and she's fucked up.
But you're just counting annotation.
I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates.
I don't want attention. He wants the hottest chick, and she doesn't want him. He had 30 chicks to choose from, and he picked the hottest one.
I don't know about that.
He was not in love with
him. There were a lot of hot ones.
I know. Well, she was pretty hot.
I would have taken any of the pageant girls.
I was not a fan.
The worst part truly is that, I mean, it's real friends here.
Okay, go to the 27-minute mark. We'll show you what Maz could not keep up with. The part he doubled down on.
I blew it.
Oh, what are you going to do, cry now?
But I did call Chris Harrison crying.
You did.
His oh, eye, what, you going to cry?
His eyes
no,
work
go ahead,
listening.
Cry. Let me see you. Let me see you cry.
This gets really deep, too.
And especially after hearing that she had her conversation with her dad in which that she was leaving, I knew she was leaving. And that was the peak for me of knowing how much she meant to me.
Her leaving.
So last night really did change you then.
The third date.
Yeah. And that's not to take away from the other.
Are they both sitting on a bed in a hotel room, two dudes?
Yes, they are.
That's really weird, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Two guys cannot sit on the same bed in a hotel room.
Especially when one is crying.
Yeah, they'll end up fucking. It's a rule.
Relationships. Well, yeah, I would say it's
particularly dangerous here.
Falling in love with Tayshia. And
especially
I was falling
when talking
in love
about
with
love.
And they were falling in love with
I fell in love with Cassie. Cassie shut my heart off.
Sounds like we both got pussy
problems.
What pushed
you to that point last night? Knowing that I can lose her over still being in a relationship with two other women and confusing her and not letting her have the certainty and the confidence that she needs in a relationship. Do you think that that's really what it is? Like, honestly, do you think that Tayshia, Hannah being a part of this and that this thing is still going on is what was holding her back? Mm-hmm. I think so. What if the bottom line is she's just not that into you?
Ooh.
Oh!
I think, I feel like I have a pretty good gut instinct. And I feel like
wrong.
I can read people
Wait, she just
well.
Left.
And
that's not very good.
I think she loves me. I think she's scared.
Harrison does not think she does.
No, I don't either.
And I'm not. This week has obviously been much different than what I planned on it to be. I didn't expect any of this.
Heads up.
I came here for love, and I found it.
Pussy.
I feel like life without Cassie wouldn't be complete. I feel like Cassie completes me right now.
There it was. He was went over it.
That's what you missed, man.
So you tell me.
Cassie completes
me. Where do we
go
from here?
He's been on three dates.
I'm at a point right now.
One in which she dumped him.
All there is the
truth. That is the show.
And how I feel.
I know.
You're not going to be damn pussy to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't fight for someone who I loved enough. I'm not going to
pause for a second.
Yep. I am.
Okay, this guy's 26. He's been in so many relationships that he's just apparently not fought for. He's never gone. He's never slept with anyone.
No.
He's crying over a girl. He never even slept with her.
Yeah.
They didn't even have sex.
Maybe he's the problem in all his relationships.
How many 26-year-olds do you think cry over girls they haven't even slept with yet? Does that seem like a very small subset?
It is. It's a little off.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons to cry.
I think
there's
only one.
But if you go on, if you're pursuing somebody and it never reaches the physical point, is there really a lot of
just move on?
I just don't see a lot of people crying about it. I see them going,
why don't you go cry about it?
Sure, wish it could get further.
Complete me.
So is he a V cell instead of an N cell? A voluntary?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's. Is there such a thing as a V cell?
don't know.
Maybe he is an incel. Maybe no one will sleep with him.
Ooh, that could be.
Maybe everyone he asks, he's not enough. He said it.
Highly recruited.
Tayshia was ready to lay down with him.
I know Tayshia, who is a knockout.
Yes.
Well, Maz, who's your of the three left? Who's your favorite?
Oh, Cassie.
Cassie. Okay.
Yeah. Of the three,
who's number
you
two?
You had me at hello, Jerry Maguire.
Tayshia was number two.
Ha ha. Tayshia.
Yeah.
Oh, you like the black girls, do you?
Well, you know, it's okay. You know, I like all women.
I like Tayshia, too. Yeah. She is hot.
Going to fight for somebody that I love.
I don't think she's... Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is important. This is deep.
I don't think it's
the truth. It's very important. How I feel. I've made a mistake in the past. And I didn't fight for someone who I loved enough.
Ooh, yeah,
I'm not going to do that
hadn't
again.
Had sex with, but...
I am going to fight for somebody that I love. And that's what I want to do.
He had a chance to have sex with two really hot girls. He's never had sex with anyone.
Well, he wants to save himself for the one.
Who would you rather nail?
Let's go sniff out some beef.
I don't know. I'm amazed that he had that in his position.
Shouldn't they just get him a prostitute? Because I think he's putting the pussy on a pedestal.
Maybe.
I think he's just thinking too much about it because he hasn't ever done it.
This girl, by the way, Cassie, she is very religious. She's very influenced by daddy. Daddy's always going to be number one. Mm. I don't know if Colton's going to be happy being number two with her.
Daddy.
But she doesn't. I don't think she likes him.
No.
She likes him. That's
yeah,
it.
She likes him. And he's so soft that I think a lot of girls would like him.
Her dad kind of like talked her out of him.
Yeah.
He really did.
How many girls can a dad talk them out of their boyfriend?
You know what? If he would have told her, you know what? I like, if he said.
The dads?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a tough job.
My daddy for the nation.
If he told
her. She sounded like one, two, three, four.
Sami.
Sami.
I know. I don't sound like that. I don't know why she thought that. But.
Good for you and your father.
Hey, if he would have accepted Colton. She would have married. She would have went for it. If dad gave the okay.
Yeah, she would have.
She would have went for it.
I agree.
So dad is holding her back.
That final date, which headed for the fantasy suite, which means he was going to blow up.
Right.
I mean, that room.
Dad went there to avoid seeing his daughter get blown up into.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, why?
Father could not
stop it.
He did not want that thing directed at his daughter when it blew up. He wanted it pointed somewhere else.
Correct.
Anywhere else but his daughter. And he stopped it.
He did.
He did. He stopped. And that sounds horrible. He's fortunate he did stop it.
He did. The guy's backed up.
He is. I mean, if it was oral, and she could be like JFK and
Dallas. Jackie.
JFK.
Where's Cassie's head? Cassie's got a hole in her head. What the hell's going on here?
Grab that.
Colton, did you shoot my daughter?
Chris Harrison's going to get his part in this.
The Warren Commission.
The governor.
Chris Harrison will be in the grassy knoll.
There'd be no gun shell anywhere. They'd be so confused. It'd be the investigation and all investigations.
Gross. Is that brain matter? I don't know. Let me taste it.
That always gets me.
They taste the same.
By the way, was he going to walk home from Portugal?
He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't have his phone. He just had his wallet.
I just wonder where he was going. What was he doing?
Away.
He just wanted to show us that he could jump the fence.
But he's so good at going to his room and crying, it just seems like he would have gone to his room and cried. He's done it so many times.
There are too many memories.
He needed a walk.
And then, okay, so let's see. Just maybe a couple more things at 37.
Would you look at Effie's running.
Go to like the 37:30 mark, and he's dumping Tayshia, and she comforts him. He's crying so hard.
He shook again. Oh, he shook
said,
again.
I've got to learn to cry.
He's America's just, load.
It really works.
Oh, this guy needs the biggest support system I've ever seen.
You don't.
You don't deserve that.
I can't talk without all these cameras.
Yeah.
We talked about the cameras and they forget they have microphones on, apparently. They go in there, and this is where she has to comfort him because he's crying so hard.
It's like my baby. If you cover their face, they think you don't exist.
True.
Like peekaboo.
Yeah, let's shut this door. They won't hear
That's
us
pretty
now.
Cool.
They won't hear us now. We're in this room.
Of course not. Listen to the private conversation.
It's okay. Hey.
Listen to him crying.
Oh my God.
Let's hear. She said it's okay.
He needs some medication, man.
Don't cry, please.
Don't cry, please. She's begging him not to cry.
Sorry.
She's apologizing. I'm sorry? What
are
the
okay?
fuck?
Are you okay?
You just stopped me. Are you okay?
I don't even know what to say.
What is going on?
His crying made her cry. I think she's crying for him.
Oh my God, these people are unstable.
She made a great appearance on the show, though.
We don't want to, I don't want to go
through this. Uh-oh, she doesn't want to go through this. I think he cried too hard. Okay, now go to the 101:30 mark, and we can watch him dump Hannah G.
Does he cry?
Yeah, he cries again.
Hannah G didn't even get a chance.
Actually, no, it's him leaving the suite, and he breaks down.
The password to China.
There's Colton.
The password is double.
I'm sorry, what was the time?
101:30. I think that's him leaving Hannah's room, and he breaks down again. This guy, Matt Jennings, is this guy going to make the cover of Soft Magazine? Has he been on the cover of Soft Magazine?
I think he has already.
Okay. He should be Soft Magazine's Man of the Year. He really should.
Well, he can't knock Harrison
That'd
off.
Be cool, wouldn't it?
He's almost too soft for Soft Magazine.
I don't know.
Should there be a Pussy Weekly.
She's filling out her. Okay, this is the beginning.
She's writing her little diary.
She's filling out her diary going.
Tomorrow is a very, very big day. I have so much that I want to talk with Colton about. And I'm just looking forward to
prepared, honey.
Spending time with Colton overnight. This week is the perfect chance.
She has no idea
Colton
he's jumped the fence.
I love him. And I could see myself spending the rest of my life with him.
A little vocal fry I'm there. But isn't she cute?
Anybody.
I think she's adorable.
I'm putting it all out there. So I'm like.
She's not really my type, but she's really
cute. I don't think
cute.
She's cute at all.
I love you.
You don't like her?
She's okay. For this show, though, meh.
I need somebody to help me.
Look at that face.
Not have a big heart because my heart is so big.
She can open it.
Man, let's go to bed for Hannah G. Come on.
She is like a country girl. Natural
That's
beauty.
Stupid.
Throw in a killer body. She's got a great
She's
body.
A spinner.
Oh, that body's nice, yeah.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing here?
Can I come in?
Yeah, come
Look how
in.
Happy she is. Yeah. It's a surprise.
She thinks she's going to get a little preview here.
Yeah, she thinks she can't wait to nail her. Can't wait for the fantasy suite.
The whole time.
I'll wait till you see what I'm going to do to you.
My stomach's going to be growling the whole time.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away, I'm dating somebody else.
I wanted to talk to you about something.
Lie.
Uh-oh.
You've been my rock through all of this.
Oh, God.
You've been somebody who has always picked me up.
Lie.
When I needed it.
Pussy.
And in the hardest times, you helped me get through all of that.
Lie.
He's asking her to get through dumping her.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
He needs a support system in his life for everything.
This might be brilliant.
And
I'm not sure yet.
No.
I realize that I can't be in love with two people.
Lying.
R. Kelly can. Why can't he?
Yeah.
Where my feelings are in another relationship is at a stronger point.
Oh.
Where I'm at.
Oh, man.
Womp, 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 womp.
Ouch.
She didn't even get a chance to go in the fantasy suite.
He doesn't want that.
I know, but she didn't get it. This is the first time
she could turn him around in a fancy suite.
Not him.
Well, she does ask him in the interview later. You think if you would have went with me first, this would have been different.
I love Cassie. Oh man, Cassie is super hot, Maz.
Yeah, but she don't like him.
I know.
She shouldn't have been here on the final.
But you know, it makes sense for you to say that.
Doesn't she look like second string next to Cassie?
I didn't think
you gotta admit.
Well, she's Cassie's more like of a.
You're signing up for something for the rest of your life, and you know you got a chance to sign up with Cassie or her. I don't know. Maybe I'm coming around
not
to Cole.
Her. She sucks.
I definitely believe in the crying.
You still remind me of home.
Lie. Do you think that made her feel better?
I think all of this makes.
Right. What is, you made my mind feel of home?
Of home.
That's dumb.
I don't believe this.
Sing about wrestling with dad.
Oh, that's it.
Hey, get out of here.
It's my dad.
I feel sick.
Ooh, she's going to have to comfort him, it looks like.
Oh, like what didn't work?
Hope you enjoyed being date raped.
She didn't dig the being sick didn't impress her.
I don't have an answer for that.
She wasn't date raped.
Ugh, gross.
I'm really thrown off
okay,
right now.
Go to 17. Go to 115.
So
115:30. We need to watch all this mess. We need to see him cry.
115:30
ish.
Use your common sense.
He is so soft. Yeah, oh my God! As you'll see here, this is softness here.
Look at that.
Is amazing.
What
this
baby.
Might be unprecedented softness.
Honestly, he needs to be checked into a mental institution.
I think he is gone.
I'm worried
mental.
About him.
He's gone mental.
I'm worried about Colton. He just blew up when she.
Maybe that's what happens. He blows up so fast that he's refracting when he's in that position.
I wonder
to decide
why he's changing
he
his pants all the time. It's kind of weird.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna be filming this.
What?
Oh. Volker Fry hits hard when she's crying. Okay, back to Colton.
No one cries like that. He's shaking again, by the way.
Yeah, boy.
Have you ever just stopped? Have you ever just stopped walking to have a good cry?
I don't think so. She's packing, calmly packing.
Doing a terrible job at packing, by the way, I might add.
I agree.
She's under duress.
She's going to make a statement pretty soon here.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Maz.
I know.
If Cassie's watching this, she's got to change her mind, right?
Cassie's packing right now, waiting to get the hell out of here.
There she goes.
I thought she was busy packing.
She gone.
He
not
always
okay.
needs to be comforted when he's doing the dumping. That is bizarre.
He has to hug the producer.
He should just go with her.
What's
give her,
wrong
give
with
her
him?
The
he said, I'm scared.
Of what?
Look at his eyes. Oh, my God.
Is he scared of just blowing up too quick?
She is out of there. I don't want to talk about anything.
Where's her bags?
She didn't want to pack.
I don't want no tissue.
I don't know if I'm giving up.
The other girl left it in negligee.
Is it possible?
Maz is making a statement. Is he done? I said something about Cassie here.
That's literally how much I love Cassie. Is that I'm willing to walk away from somebody that great.
Willing to walk away from somebody
but
that is great.
She doesn't want you. Right? Cassie doesn't want
no,
her.
No, she doesn't.
So
he's going to fight for her, though.
That's dumb.
He thinks she's in love with
this
him.
This guy's a narcissist,
but
man.
He had a chance to fight for someone before, and he didn't fight.
I'm saying fight for someone.
And it didn't work out. So he's going
to
fight this time.
I need somebody to help me
not have a big heart because my heart is so big.
He should have used that line.
Wouldn't that be great if they just inserted it?
Awesome.
Wow, this guy is nuts, man.
You're going to miss the live finale tonight, nuts. Watching the monkeys.
Well, I'm going to record it, of course. I am bummed out.
You better stay off Twitter.
I know. I'm bummed not to be live on Twitter during the Bachelor finale. That's terrible. I don't know what else to say other than
that. Dumb show.
I don't know. I'd love to hear from some women. Maybe some people call. We want people to call the boner line 209-66-BONER because, A, I'd like to know if some women would call and say, does it help when a dude cries? It seems like it would make a chick he's deeper than he is.
It depends on the girl. Some girls will like write you off right away.
Other girls might want to have sex.
Other girls might.
It depends on the scenario.
I'm impressed by his crying. I think it's helping him. I think it pulls in a certain pile of women, maybe closer than they normally would. It probably pushes away some women too, but I don't think those women are right for him anyway.
Correct.
I think crying is something that I need in my arsenal that I don't have.
I think that's
true. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see you start crying.
I'm not going to do it. I would only do it for a female, of course. I mean, if it was
needed. Almost cried during Brian's song.
Well, not Brian's song. Yeah, who doesn't almost cry during Brian's song?
Remember when you had those mashed potatoes?
Use your common sense.
Tom. It seems like, you know, when you really fuck up or you do something stupid or you're not attentive enough, if you just start crying and say,
you should think of this song. At any time you're ready to cry, just think of this song.
After you dump somebody, that doesn't
well, not if you dump. Well, no, that why worked did he there, do that? But why I mean,
trying to help Drew cry. He wants to cry.
Kathy's been mad at you. What if you cried and said you felt really terrible and you started crying? Might help. Might end the trouble sooner.
No, it wouldn't.
I don't know. Just saying. It seems like it'd be a nice thing to have in the arsenal.
Not a bad thing. You're right.
Be a nice bow to have in the quiver.
Oh my god, that would never work
for you, baby.
Definitely. I can tell you right now. I know it would never work for me.
Well, yeah, I'm not. I'm probably not being practical.
Man up! Stop crying.
It would take a lot of work to be able to cry like that. That would take decades to figure out.
He emptied himself.
He did. He does need a diaper with two giant safety pins on his face.
Probably need some Gatorade to regain some of those.
Yeah, how many electrolytes did he lose with all those tears?
Gatorade should definitely get on this show.
Let's see. You know, we were talking about Casper Smart yesterday.
Yeah,
J-Lo's
he's in the news again.
Remember him, Maz?
Yeah, I do.
He's like 20, and J-Lo was banging him, and he was getting all that allowance.
He banged a few of them in the 20s.
And he was wearing all those fancy suits and stuff. He was in Radar Online today with some young, super young ho. I got to believe J-Lo would be appalled if she saw this because the girl was probably his age or younger.
Oof.
But he was heavily green blobbed.
Really?
Yeah, he had huge green blobs all over. And she was green blobbed too.
Well, they were meant for each other.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like with people his age that maybe being green blobbed, does it pull in more people than it?
I think it pulls in the other green blobs. If you're clean, it's not going to pull you in.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. If you got some blobs
on you.
You
know, like they
you.
Say, like to unlike, yin yang,
exactly.
Whatever. Is it blob to blob?
I think it is.
Are blob people more attracted to blob people?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I think so.
Okay.
No doubt.
Well, then I guess it works. It all works out. I just got this Kiss story from Mark.
Yeah, this guy.
This is about a guy who's a huge Kiss fan. He's getting ready for the show, I bet.
Yeah. There's a big show. What is that? Tomorrow night, right? Which means Kenneth's coming to town on the private plane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's a big, big show.
And Podell's broadcasting live. Oh, should we get did you make any Podell jingles? No, okay.
Not completely.
All right, well, hold on.
Those jingles were very funny, by the way.
I thought they were good.
They really were.
Yeah. We worked on some new ones for tomorrow.
Pretty good. Pretty
strong. Trudy's going to like them. I'm sure she's going to take them back and they're going to use
should.
Them. I'm positive.
Did you see this guy's collection, though?
Yeah, he grabbed a towel when he was 16 that Gene Simmons threw into the crowd. It's probably got original sweat from Gene on it.
Cool. That's got to be the hardest band to be a fan of if you want to collect memorabilia.
I know, because there's so much stuff that you can literally buy off the shelves.
When I went in 1973 and went to see him at Fraser Hockey Arena, and I was right in the front row, and I was tapping on Gene's boot, and I don't know, it just started from there. and I started buying stuff and collecting. And
his basement is loaded with stuff.
And then one day I was going to try to put my basement together, and I started looking at all the things that I had.
It looks like a store.
I'm like, man, I got a lot of this stuff. Well, that's kind of how these first four cabinets started. And it just grew from there.
Kiss soda.
And I had so much stuff that I had to.
Is this on social media?
Showcase.
It's on the Detroit News.
Because when I collect for real, you know. So I go all out.
He's got some amps down there too.
Does he do anything besides this?
No. This is only John.
Sounds like this is all he does.
I was like, oh my god.
He's in full makeup.
I love these guys, and that's it. It's been a passion all the years.
He's got
and
a
all
drum
the
down there. He's got a whole stage.
Last Saturday, we went to Grand Rapids to see the show for the End of the Road tour.
Maybe they'll play it in his basement.
My son looked at each other, and
you never kiss
state.
You never know.
No, you never know.
They went over and above.
You should buy that box set that Gene delivers himself.
I'm sure he has it.
And I'm so excited.
Look at
can't
all those
wait
kiss
to go to the LCA show. On March 13th, which
is
tomorrow.
Does he have a football helmet on down there?
I did not see a football helmet.
Cadillac
show.
High School, maybe?
No, the L.A. Kiss.
I'm trying to get 70.
Cadillac High School, too, where they played.
But I talked to some people yesterday.
I wonder if he has any L.A. Kiss memorabilia.
So you never know.
Something signed by Coach Bob.
Can we find his number?
When I was 40, yeah. I wanted to have 40.
I bet you he does have it.
Did you look for him, Brandon?
No, I'll look right now.
Terry Pulkowski?
Pulkowski.
I'm sure whatever it is, we're mispronouncing it.
Ulski.
I bet you he has a Kiss phone.
Oh, I'm sure. If they made one, he's got it.
Well, just name anything. Just think of
Kiss
literally
toilet
any object
machine.
And ask him if he has a Kiss version
a
of
Kiss
it.
Kiss pinball machine. Guaranteed.
Kiss clock, Kiss shitter, Kiss anything.
Kiss
bowl,
shitter.
Kiss glass.
I think
this whole basement is full of it. The Hall Financial Hotline is opening. We have not been opening the hotline enough lately. We need to open it up. Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike Podcast webpage. Fill out the online form, and they'll be crunching numbers when they get back to you. Or call David Hall and Hall Financial at 248-308-5000 if you'd like to shorten the length of your loan, take money out of your house, or a refi, or buy a home. Hall Financial. Only two tips last week, down from five the previous one.
Uh-oh.
Hi, it's Alicia.
What?
Sorry, I couldn't answer your call, but if you leave a message, I'll get back to you.
I don't think that's the right one.
Hmm.
Do you have another one? You have another one, though.
I do.
This is his 69th show. His son has seen him 30-something times. He took his mom to a show in Windsor. She said, anytime you want to go, I want to go. He was in the front row when they recorded Alive!
He was, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Is he on the album, on the inside of the album?
Probably.
The back of it?
He tries to get front row for every concert. Sounds like being a Kiss fan is lucrative. Oh, his collection's worth $100,000.
It's got to be worth more than that.
Does it really hold its value, though? There's so much of it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5.
It's the Red Wings song that year that they won the cup.
1 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. I think is it. Hey, Terry. Is this Terry the Kiss fan? The crazy Kiss fan with all the Kissabilia? Terry, this is the Drew and Mike show. And this 248 number, it would be great to hear from you if you want to call us back. We'll be recording. We'll be doing a show tomorrow, too, if you want to call us before the show. Maybe around 5 o'clock or so, right?
What you doing, Tim?
Call this 248 number and have fun at the show if we don't talk to you.
See ya.
That's cool.
Estimates his Kiss memorabilia is worth about $100,000, but you never know. I have stuff I thought was worth a lot of money that wasn't. And stuff I didn't think was worth much, and that's the stuff that's worth more. With the crazy business of being a Kiss Abelia fan.
Wait, we're going to call back if Brandon, if Brandon can answer.
It's not ringing on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Well, that sure looks like it's ringing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Is that the number you dialed?
It's not ringing on the phone.
It only rings on the TV.
Odd.
That's why Brandon can never answer it.
What a weird scenario that is. His favorite Kiss artifacts in his collection are four rocks
fucking
with the
thing sucks
with the band members' faces painted on. Yeah, the house sucks. So it's bound to ring on the TV and not the phone. Wait, he likes four rocks with the band members' face painted.
Yeah, they show that in the video. It's pretty cool.
Was it okay?
Did he do it himself?
I don't think so. I bought a guy's collection, and his girlfriend made these rocks. They're in a little
round platform,
and they have fur for hair. She did their faces on the rocks. Hey, also part of the collection. Kiss
one
wallpaper.
Of a kind.
That's true. He's got Kiss wallpaper, Christmas lights, a pinball machine, more than 50 t-shirts. Christmas? What, Kiss Christmas lights?
Yeah, why not?
Shape of their faces.
I think that pinball machine's one of the most expensive pinball machines, too, for some reason.
Okay.
I knew we'd have a pinball machine.
That Kiss one, Adam's Family Values. There's a couple of them that are like they're kind of apex of pinball.
You a pinball appraiser?
Yeah, of course.
Any good Batman ones?
Yeah, there's some good Batman ones.
Wait, why do you know? I mean, I know you
man, does that seem like
recently
an
bought a game, but why do you know so much Batman, about the appraisal prices
machine?
Of pinball
machines?
He was machines.
Talking about pinball machines.
I know, but you took it to Batman.
He mentioned Adam's Family. That opens it up for Batman. I didn't ask him if it had a Mr. Ed one.
It's
doubling
not the
down
old Adams Family. It's the new Adams Family one that's really expensive. But it's because I've always had arcade games. You should come over sometime.
He doubled down. I don't know if I want to challenge him on that.
My whole basement's full of
Maz, what about the non-sequitur list? What's on there?
All right. Well, I did ring to tweet it out to Trudy today, you know, because she's got one of her pictures up on Twitter with her on the air and the WLLZ banner.
It's posted
underneath.
On our Facebook page, too, isn't it?
So I asked her if she was fatigued yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
She said, not yet, Maz, but I'll let you know. Something
okay.
like that. All right. So she's doing well.
Is anyone else fatigued, though, that you've been filling in for in your world?
No, no one's asked me anything
really?
Yet. Yeah.
Okay.
No one's said anything yet.
Why didn't you respond to my tweet today?
I didn't even know you tweeted.
You liar.
I'm not going to fight with you, Mark.
You know, I'm not fighting with you. I just wondered why you didn't tweet back to me.
You guys
today.
Did have an epic Twitter battle.
I'm not someone tweeted to you and asked Tom Masway, are you going to bring in a hard copy of the auction to the podcast today?
I already did my thing.
I tweeted.
I sent Drew what he needed.
That wasn't the argument.
I was the auctioneer. Nope. I'm not going to even talk to you.
Are you doubling down?
Because you lied. Because you lied. You got busted.
I'll double down, but saying that I'm not talking to him.
Okay.
Okay. That's
why? Because you got busted in a lie?
That's my double down.
But you got to double down on it now because that was the first time you
How
said it.
How many people congratulated you on that nice donation on the night of the auction?
Everybody. Everyone knows that I own those tickets. Yes.
No, that you donated them.
Yeah. Yeah. I donated them because I own those tickets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone knows I have those kind of tickets. Yeah.
Right,
I have breaking news about it, though.
Breaking news about what?
Someone sent in a copy of the hard copy of the auction book.
All righty. What's your point? I'm the auctioneer.
Drew's name's not in the book. That's all. Yeah. That's my only point.
My name's not in the book either.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I'm not sure what just happened here.
Well, Mark's trying to do is he's Mark's trying to embarrass me.
I'm not trying
to
embarrass you. I just want you to admit that.
He also is calling me a liar, and he's trying to embarrass me for doing
I'm not trying
doing
to embarrass
something
you.
Good for the church.
No, Drew
and
did
thankfully
something good.
To you, of course, you donate your tickets.
That was the
and
point.
They made $1,300 on your tickets.
That's exciting.
But Mark
Drew did something good.
Mark likes to stick it to me. I did something good too. I donated my time.
No, I know. That's wonderful. That's very good.
When you donate your time and someone asks you to do something, you let me know.
Absolutely, I will.
I'll be glad to chip in as well.
But I'm not going to put my name on someone else's donation.
I never would do that either. I would never do that. I'm not the one that runs the thing. I'm just there to do my thing.
How much time did you donate, Maz?
Well, I had spent the night
there. You were the auctioneer?
Yeah, I'm the auctioneer every year.
What time did it start?
5 o'clock, I was there. 4:30.
Well, how late did it go?
Maybe midnight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you donated. That's like a full day's work.
Yeah, it's a full day's work.
Were you pitching in for someone, or did you agree to do that?
No, that's what I do.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
All right.
And I hobnob and try to raise up money. Say, hey, this is only going for X amount of dollars. Let's go.
How successful was the hobnobbing?
It's always successful. they give good at St. Joan.
Do you think hobnobbing is a good skill of yours?
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good thing to have.
How much money was raised altogether?
I don't know yet. I don't know the final numbers. I'll let you know, though, once I find out.
What's the next non sequitur?
I want to talk about the Lions, who they signed. They signed a bunch of players.
The Patriots West, you mean?
Yeah, Patriots.
Thanks, Mitch.
Patriots Midwest. Zach Zenner signed today again. So they're bringing him back. Yeah.
Okay.
Yawn.
I know.
No, we never played with the Patriots.
No, he didn't. But Jesse
but
James
white.
Was a Steeler. Then you had Amendola and Flowers and Coleman were all Patriots, and they came by. So they signed five players. four free agents from other teams, one from their own.
You think we're going to sign Tom Brady when he retires at 55 years old?
Hopefully.
I don't think so.
Who are the previous Patriots? We got LeGarrette Blunt. He didn't work out too well.
Well, he did okay.
He's 2.7 yards a carry.
He's just okay.
Wasn't there another Patriot we signed? Wasn't there a couple others?
Oh, we gave them Kyle Van Noy.
Quinn and Patricia.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out too well. That hasn't worked out too well. Kyle Van Noy was taken from the Patriots by from the Lions.
Yes, we gave him away for like a seventh round pick.
Yeah, that worked out well for
them. He's led them in tackles, I think, two straight years.
And I don't know.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it? Okay, they work out either. Great, I'll just shut up now. The first part was good, though. The second part wasn't good at all. Okay, great. But the first part was wonderful. It was on point. Okay, you want me to continue, or should I just keep embarrassing myself even further? Okay.
Is that Kyle? What was that?
I'm not sure. That might have been LeGarrette Blunt.
Oh. Oh, no, wait. Here's LeGarrette Blunt.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
That's too bad. How'd you feel about the signings, Maz?
They're okay. You know, they're definitely trying. They're signing players. Players are coming.
Haven't they always tried?
They have, but these guys seem like they've really gone out there and they have a plan.
So you believe in the program. You think things are on the upswing.
I think things are on the upswing for sure.
So they could be a playoff winner next year.
I think they could be a playoff team, yes.
Would they win a first-round game?
I don't know yet. Give me some time.
My thing with the Lions is, until it happens on the field, I don't really care about anything else.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
I mean, they're losing Ziggy Ansah. That was the number 5 pick in the draft.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He hardly plays.
Nothing for him. Well, he hardly played last year. He had 15 sacks 1 year.
I know.
I mean, they were telling us how great he was, how great Eric Ebron was. He became great when he left.
Yeah, and he'll probably be good, too.
They didn't want to sign him for $8 million. Remember?
I do.
I'd rather have Ebron than Jesse James.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Ebron at $8 million doesn't seem that bad. They're paying this guy from Pittsburgh who catches 30 balls. What are they paying him, $6 million?
Yeah, but you got to understand that he also came from a system where they're throwing it to Le'Veon Bell and Juju Schuster, and they're throwing it to Antonio Brown. So he wasn't getting all the targets.
Can he have an Ebron year like Ebron had for Indy here?
I think he can be a decent blocker and a serviceable offensive tight end.
Would you rather pay him 6 or Ebron 8?
The problem with Ebron is he didn't want to be here. He would have sucked balls last year.
Well,
here.
Why is he good in Indianapolis?
Because
he
has nothing to live up to. Andrew Luck throws to him every fucking time.
And he dropped a ton of balls this year, too.
They want a playoff game.
Yeah. They turned out to be good.
It just seems like our big high picks that we're so high on, they always end up leaving after 3 years, 4 years, and we get nothing for them.
Andrew Luck has T.Y. Hilton and Eric Ebron. That's all he's got.
Well, what do we have that's so great? Golden Tate's gone.
Exactly.
Danny Amendola.
We had other people to target.
What is Golden Tate going to get? Do we know what he's going to get? Danny Amendola catches 55 to 60 balls a year for about 10 yards a catch. He's not a big yak guy. So we've downgraded the slot position. We do have a third-round pick. Well, that third-round pick...
Wait a second, though. They did try to give Golden a longer deal. He turned them down.
He's now rumored to be involved with maybe the Steelers or the Jaguars.
For how much? Because I thought the Lions offered him, what, around 9? Does that sound right?
But
Amendola's
right now
making top 35 money, and he's not a top 35 receiver.
He can make $6 million about, I guess, it sounds like.
It's a one-year deal for Amendola, so it's no loss.
They signed him to build the culture.
They're hoping he'll be a Julian Edelman for them.
What's next on the list?
The Koufax. You want me to write Koufax?
Yes, Sandy Koufax.
And he retired at the young age of 30. 36, he was in the Hall of Fame.
After winning
Youngest ever to get in. Retired
after winning 27 games in 1966.
Yep. I think Pedro's five-year stretch was better. Do you want to see the
comparison? How many championships did Pedro win?
I don't know.
Koufax won 4.
In those five years?
They didn't win the World Series 4 times. They won the National League 4 times.
He's a 4-time champ, world champ.
Greg Maddux had a pretty nice 5-year stretch.
Yeah, he did.
Randy Johnson was pretty damn good.
Randy!
Yeah.
Pedro, let's see, okay. From 99 to 2003, 2.10 ERA.
That's better than Koufax. He's 2.76.
That's his career.
Career.
Yeah, but he had a much higher ERA.
1.95 in that 5-year stretch. I know Drew likes wins. Pedro was 82-21. Koufax 111-34. So Pedro had a better win percentage.
27 more wins,
but,
though.
But as you mentioned earlier, Koufax pitching a lot more games. 76 starts to 135 starts.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you pitched longer, too, then, than you did when Pedro was pitching.
Koufax was better, though.
Koufax won the ERA title all 5 years, and he won the strikeout three out of the 5 years.
That's about the only place Pedro beats him is the strikeout per nine. And he gave up a lot less home runs.
Well, per nine, but Koufax pitched, look at his innings. Koufax pitched.
He also walked more. But I don't know. It's pretty.
Koufax pitched 300 innings, three of those 5 years, 335 and 323 his last two.
But look at those 5 years, too, 99 to 2003. Those are big hitter years.
Well, 1.95 over 5 years.
It's phenomenal. I mean, I'm not degrading his. I'm just saying.
All five ERA titles.
Pedro comes very, very close, probably closer than, I don't know. I can't think of anybody else.
25, 26, and 27 wins in three of those years.
Brandon.
Sorry about that.
No, you're not.
All right, next, Miz.
Did you see the Russell Westbrook yelling at the fans last night?
These are all sports non sequiturs.
Well, I just wrote them down. This is what comes into my head. I can't help that. Did you see it and hear it?
I did not.
It's pretty.
Do we have
wicked
audio?
Yeah, I think Brandon's going to have some.
He's going to beat up the wife and the husband.
Yeah, fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up and fuck your wife up.
Wow.
Was this in Utah?
Utah, yeah. He had trouble there last year in the playoffs.
The guy's been permanently kicked out of the arena. Never allowed to come back.
Good.
The fan.
I know, but Russell was a little bit out of control.
Is it okay to tell
it's kind of stupid.
Oh, it's not okay.
A man and a woman, you're going to fuck them up? Listen. What did the woman do wrong?
I'll fuck him up. He said
a little bit of a hothead.
Keeps going. He said, "Everything I love, I swear on everything I love, I'll fuck you up."
What did they say?
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
I really don't.
The wife was kicked out too?
I guess so.
Was she yelling? Do we know?
She must have been. Her and the hubby got under his skin, obviously, last year, and then took it up a notch this year.
Oh, they have a running battle with him?
Yeah, last year in the playoffs.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He was on the sidelines for this, as a matter of fact.
Well, what is wrong, first of all, what's wrong with fans?
But you remember a couple weeks ago, he told the kid, pushed the kid back in his seat, because the kid touched him.
Good.
Kid touched him while he was in the game?
Yeah. Well, he was on the sideline, and the kid touched him.
What do you mean? Like, just wanted to say hi or something?
I think he pushed him up a little or something.
Oh, he didn't like him? The kid did it because he's not a fan, in other words.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And so what did he do to that?
Oh, he got all mad and told the security to back it off. Then he went and he said, hey, something's got to be done about these fans. They got to be pushed back further.
Well, they shouldn't be touching the players. That's kind of bullshit.
They shouldn't be. No. They definitely shouldn't be.
This fan in particular said, get down on your knees like you're used to.
Ooh, good one.
Hold it. What's your clearance?
Is that really much worse than I'm going to fuck you and your wife up?
Access denied.
Did she?
Player shouldn't have to say
that. Do we know if she said anything?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's audio.
I would think the fact that he says he's going to fuck a woman up is probably not
a great
thing
to
do.
Here's the audio that was prior.
Okay.
Get on your knees and get on it.
As a human being, I will literally rip your fucking balls off and feed them to you through your fucking ass. You got that?
That wasn't that bad. Next.
I made it to, on the way here, I had to drop a car off for a customer.
Yeah.
At a Hungry Howie's.
This sounds like a quid pro quo so far.
No, it's not. It's not a shout out.
Shout out, too.
It's not a shout out.
Like, Brandon just had to bleep a name.
There's a Hungry Howie's bobblehead there.
I got a bobblehead.
That.
I got a bobblehead for the studio.
All your boy T-Maz ready.
Do
we
need a bobblehead? I think Hungry Howie's.
I think it's kind of cool.
He sold a car. It's your birthday. You're a celebrity. How's your grandma? Friend of the show. You're related. You're not related. He just met you. You like Seinfeld. You like big girls. Too
all
many
girls.
Wars. You sent a t-shirt. Who's gonna ship it? It's not a sports podcast.
What I don't have time for this.
209-66 boner calls. They just wanted to let you know that someone, just like R. Kelly, he loves all girls.
You and R. Kelly, peas in a pod.
Oh, my. I have age limits.
Have you ever gone to a bank?
I have age limits.
No, man, you mentioned that.
So does he.
You were at some Hungry Howie's experimental kitchen.
Yeah, I got into the experimental kitchen today. Yeah, they were testing some new products out.
But you brought stuff over there in a Hungry Howie's box. It seemed like it was more than an experiment at that point.
No. They cook up stuff, and then the employees try it out.
So you're part of the test crowd?
I was part of the test crowd. I brought it for you, but you weren't hungry.
I'm not big on bread.
Well, it was a stuffed type of bread. Matter of fact, I'm not allowed to even say what it is.
Oh, pizza. Okay.
I'm sworn to secrecy.
That quid pro quo worked out pretty good for him.
It has so far.
Yeah.
Now, what about the rolls at...
the roll entree?
Yeah, you sent me a picture of the rolls.
Last week.
Was that a roll entree? Did you get that? There were so many rolls there.
Might as well have been.
I thought it was an entree. I was excited for you. I wanted to eat it.
I know you did. And I swear, they come out hot. They get that garlic butter.
Ugh.
Matter of fact, I saw some rolls up in your fridge there. I was going to bring them down. Little pieces of cut bread, but I couldn't find any butter.
Wow.
Couldn't find any butter, so it's not
worth it. There's butter in there.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, there's butter. Absolutely. There's a tub.
I would have brought it down, man, with a little butter knife, and we would have went to town on it.
Yeah, we can go to town on it now.
It doesn't matter now.
Is there another non sequitur?
What else? The Lido. Remember, the Lido, the cookie, Pepperidge Farm Lido? I always speak highly of it.
Yes.
Now it's gone. It's disappeared, but a lot of people send me pictures because it's in the variety pack now of Pepperidge Farm. So Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline, him and his brother was a huge fan for the Lido too, Ben Mankiewicz, mm-hmm. And they put it on Twitter. Hey, I found the Lido, but I can't believe it. It's only in a variety pack. This is a ripoff. Pepperidge Farm should put it back on its own.
What made you think of that?
What? Because I just thought about it.
Because it was on Twitter.
I thought about it. Anyway, I tweeted at you with Josh Mankiewicz and Ben Mankiewicz.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Put that cookie down. Now,
Josh Mankiewicz, I'm still a fan.
He is.
I love his Dateline work.
He's terrific.
Yeah, and he's newly married. Very happy.
Yeah, he's a good
for
man.
Josh.
I'm happy
and his
for him too.
Bride. Any other non sequiturs?
Like not really.
No.
I went to Florida over the weekend.
You were in Florida?
That was my trip. I remember I told you I was taking Kathy out for her 50th birthday.
Oh yeah,
surprise trip. It was South Beach. We had a great time.
Oh, South Beach. Yeah. Whoa,
fancy. Huh?
How was your vacation?
It was great. I'll tell you, they don't wear much down there.
No, they don't.
They do not. And there's a lot of green blobs down there. A lot.
Did you participate?
And a lot of smoke.
When in Rome,
a lot of smoke.
A lot of smoke.
You couldn't. A lot of weed smoke. You could not go anywhere without smelling it on the streets. In restaurants, going into restaurants.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Not that I complain about it, because I do like the smell of it. I think I've made that clear.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's a good smell.
And then is there This Week in Soft Rock?
Yeah, there is.
There is?
There is.
All right.
Would you like it?
We got to get through it, because we got to get to the monkeys.
I know we do. I'll get through it for
you. I got to take a shower.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week?
We only have a couple today. We'll keep it short and sweet. March 13th of 1976, the Jackson 5 left Motown for what record label?
Sony?
Epic. They also changed their name from the Jackson 5 to the Jacksons. And even though there was plenty of evidence from both production studios, public records, and actual footage, the Jacksons still deny it ever happened.
Hey!
That's what happened in 1976.
On this day.
On this day. Okay. We move to 1985. We move up the chain. Big day for soft rock, because the number one song on the U.S. pop charts was REO Speedwagon with?
Time for Me to Fly.
No. Mark, you got one?
Keep on Loving You.
Close.
That's from High Fidelity in 81.
It was a great record.
I can't think of the name.
I can't fight this feeling.
Oh, I can't fight this feeling anymore. Yeah, that belongs in Soft Magazine. Should do a feature on that.
You didn't like that album?
I wasn't a big REO fan.
But it was a great album.
If it has to be REO, it has to be High Infidelity for me.
Oh, yeah. That was their first.
That was the zenith of REO.
No doubt. We moved to 1990. MTV became available in the Middle East with the launch of MTV Europe in Israel. Showcasing classic hits like The Staple Singer, Respect Yourself. See, I'm just reading it now. Yeah. The Staple Singers, Respect Yousef. Khalil Queen, Jihad Talking, and Staying Alive.
Hey, that's a good one.
By the Habibis. Here Comes the Sahad by the Bagels. Hey. And my favorite, You Dropped a Bomb on Me.
Yeah. No, wait. I'm not finished Holding My Sides.
Very clever, Maz.
Thank you. Thank you. I worked hard on that
one. You did.
I did. We've gone up to 93 now. Eric Clapton started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts with
Unplugged.
Unplugged remains the most successful and best-selling live album ever, selling 26 million copies worldwide.
Well, that was after Koner had fallen out of the 54th story window. And
we saw Koner yesterday on the news.
Yep.
Where were we watching?
Jeopardy.
Oh, Jeopardy. News? Koner. There was a Koner on Jeopardy.
What?
Yeah.
There was a
I don't
Koner?
Know why they kept calling him Connor. It was clearly spelled Koner.
They called
Koner.
Him Connor, and it was C-O-N-O-R, like Eric Clapton's
well,
kid?
Well, sick. Trebek's sick, so.
Wow. No. Anyway, what happened? 26 million records sold. Wow. Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we go up to 1987.
No punchline?
Wait, we're going backwards.
No, 2008. I'm sorry.
It's 2008, back to back, okay. But no punchline.
2008. Well, I'm not hearing any music, so punchline. I'm just rolling right through. 2006. Make that 2008. Michael Jackson refinanced his Neverland Ranch estate to save it from auction due to back payments estimated at $25 million. Jackson purchased Neverland in 87. And basing it on an imaginary fantasy land where Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, and the Lost Boys live. A place where you never grow up, where you could learn how to fly, and where you could show everyone your butthole while they beat off.
Yeah!
Sorry.
That's sweet.
That was gross. I can't go out that way.
And you never tell anyone what happens there.
That's right. Everything stays a secret. What happens at Michael's place stays at Michael's place. And 4 years later, One Direction's first album, Up All Night, was released in the U.S., officially making Hurricane Sandy the second worst disaster of 2012.
Hey!
Thank you, Matt.
Is that all for today's software?
That's it.
Okay. We're out of here. We got to get to the monkey. We got some monkey business to get to.
Mike and Mickey.
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me. And will there be a 20966 boner recording at the end of the show?
Of course.
Okay.
What was your favorite monkey song?
I think it would be Pleasant Valley Sunday.
They'll play that tonight, right?
Carole King wrote it. Yes, it's on the set list.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds great.
Is Daydream Believer on there?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Davy Jones sang it.
That would be very sad.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Mike Nesmith doesn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. Effect.
Brandon, what are people calling on the boner line?
Is the Monkey Mobile going to be there, parked out in front?
Good question.
And is Mel going to pretend he doesn't know who you are?
When Maz was debating whether or not he could go tonight this morning, he was wavering. Matt Riley said that Mel with the Monkey Mobile would
really?
Be there. I don't think that was a fact.
I love Matt. That, no, I know. I know
what
he's
Matt
thinking.
Told me.
He's playing the odds.
Yes.
That, yeah, it could be. So
that's like
tell
it's going to be
it
there.
Was, it will be there, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote me
there. It'll be there.
But he did promise to go for the Mesa Burger. That put me over.
Yeah, Harry, the Mesa Burger. Oh, that's right.
It's the Maz Burger now. It's been named after you.
Aw.
What are people calling on the boner line for? Anything particular?
A lot of hate. No, there's been a lot of Michael Jackson stuff, obviously, because of everything in the news today. But there is a lot of haters. There's a lot of people
haters.
Going after Maz, defending Maz.
What?
Yeah.
From yesterday's boner line?
Yeah. From every day's boner line.
Hey, what
Maz, why are you such a lightning rod?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Couldn't tell you, man.
All right.
Just try to be real.
Okay. We'll catch you tomorrow. Like us on Facebook, rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes, and anywhere you can rate the Drew and Mike Show.
I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Drew, Mark, Trudy, Maz.
Hey, fellas.
I'm hearing you guys talk about Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. I hated his bit. How dare he lecture me?
How dare you?
On what I can do to listen to whatever music. Oh, I can't stand him. I'm breaking up with him.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away, I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
More drops. You're a beautiful boy, Brandon. You keep it up.
You like what you see, huh?
There was several guys giving Mark a hard time for giving Maz a hard time.
Yeah.
So I was calling to defend Mark and say Mark pounding lumps on Maz is the highlight of the show when Maz is on the show.
Damn it.
I was just wondering if Brandon had any updates or news on Mark Tremonti.
No.
Detroit wants to know. Once again,
there's nothing about no dude that I see.
I'm really sick of Maz.
You butt out.
The dude sucks. He's a mooch and a one-upper.
That's bullshit.
Drew, you gotta watch Unanchored on Bravo.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Did he watch? You gotta do this for me. Huge. Quickly.
God, Tiger!
Listening to the montages just amazed me with Maz, how many people were defending him. He's like the one person in the Drew and Mike universe that you could say, thanks for listening to the podcast. And to be like sincere, because he doesn't, and we know he doesn't. It's bizarre.
I don't give a damn.
Hey, Drew, missed the commercials about your sister Patty, because we don't get to hear the guy yelling about Patty anymore.
Ooh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty.
Oh, my God. Those Trudy WLLZ commercials.
Hey.
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 If you've got a hole, she's filling it.
I'm going to fill you up.
She's gonna fill you up. Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3, WLLZ.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
Fucking hilarious. Please do more of those. Maybe do a couple for Maz and Zodford. I loved them. Keep them coming.
The police were the biggest band from 80 to 85.
Yeah, I'm a police officer.
The police.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Then again, you're the one that thinks talk was relevant. True. You gotta drop the art rock. Ugh. Come on, dude. No one goes back and wants to hear the Talking Heads. That music is bullshit.
I am so good at music.
This has nothing to do with anything you've been talking about recently. But at the end of the day, when you're doubling down and there's a lot to unpack, pay attention to how many times you hear someone say Game Changer. Oh, it's fucking annoying.
At the end of the day.
Is that a fart?
And you were talking about Jason Biggs, what a good guy he was. Wasn't he... might be wrong. Didn't you call and leave farts on his answering machine?
No. And the Beatles suck.
How dare you!
What's the zoo if Naz did? Naz did is like a bunt in baseball. You're just giving up and out every week.
B-U-N-T.
So wait, that's the end of the podcast? I gotta go.
Thank you for your time.